last week's show that the talk over the music at the beginning never got quieter. The music never got quieter, so we couldn't hear what we were talking about. And then it was a weird pause, and then we started the show. After the music started, you could hear mumbling in the background. Yeah. And I was listening on my car, so it may have been the speakers.
I never make the music quieter.
You should, because the shit we say before the show is funny. It is, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but I usually have it where it's where you can kind of hear
it.
But it's usually not an actual full-blown conversation.
But it's funny. It's funny. This is funny.
Yeah. Well, if it's really funny, I'll put it on. I'll add it to the position. You don't have to listen.
Never. I listen a lot. I get on Stitcher and favorite our show at least once a week, so that we have some favorites.
Oh, we have the one favorite.
Yeah. Welcome to the Agreeable Brains Podcast, episode 24. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff you don't care about.
I tried to catch you off guard.
I was ready that
you
time.
You were ready. I totally jumped into it. I mean, I usually do like some jaw exercises. You know, it's the same thing I do before the porno shoots.
Yeah. So do some fluffing.
Yeah, before I do some fluffing, I make sure that, I should have looked at this script thing before we started. That earthquake farking, fracking. What's farking?
I don't know what's farking with you.
I think that farking involves flatulence.
That's farting.
I know, but we have to make something up. Like, there used to be this porn site called, I think it was called Hammer Fart. And the deal was, it was kind of, it's from the guys who are called Bang Brothers. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they did the Bang Bus. That was their big thing that got them kind of famous.
That when a dude has sex with a bus?
No, well, that's pretty close. But they supposedly troll around Miami, pick up chicks, and then bang them on this van, and they pay them money, and they're supposedly like just normal chicks. It's called Gonzo Porn. It's supposed to be like real.
Oh, so the premise is they just happen to see a super hot chick and she's
walking the street.
Like, hey, we'll give you $20. So it's a prostitute then. They
yeah,
just
well, no, it's like $500. And oh, yeah, shit. It's like prostitutes.
Well, I don't have any idea how much a prostitute costs.
But in more,
not the expert, Scott.
but in actuality, it's these are aspiring porn stars who maybe have not been seen on film before.
Probably.
Or have.
Who knows?
Yeah, or have. But I mean, but it's called Gonzo Porn. There's actual Gonzo Porn, and this is like reality TV Gonzo Porn, where it's not real. You know, it's completely set up circumstances.
Porn's not real. What are you telling me?
I'm saying that reality
TV. Crumbling
isn't
my
real
worldview.
So, Fart Hammer. The premise of Fart Hammer was, or Hammer Fart. I can't remember which one it was, but there's this guy named something Hammer, and he had a giant cock. And he fucked the shit
was
out
it
of chicks.
The hammer.
He was the hammer. And he
the
would
hammer
fuck the,
was his penis.
Yeah. He would fuck the shit out of chicks. And then instead of having an orgasm, like they'd be like, oh, get ready for the money shot. Here it comes. He would grab them, put them on their knees, and he would spin around and fart right in their face. And that was the money shot.
On demand?
Yeah, it was like 45-minute fuck session. And then instead of a money shot, it was a fart. And I'm sure these videos are still out there. So if you find that funny and or erotic, you should check it out because that
dude's multi-talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes he would even turn around and fart and then turn around and come.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That, do you think that was real? Do you think he like staged that?
Like he I think
just turned
was,
around and went, and then like they dubbed in a fart noise.
I think it was both, a little both. You know, it's probably, I'm sure he couldn't fart on demand every time.
Fart!
But I definitely think that it was staged. I mean, these chicks knew a fart was coming. This wasn't, you know, it's part of their contract. They probably couldn't do that to real people and get away with it, I don't think.
But porn stars aren't real people.
We totally got off track.
Oh, that's cool.
This earthquake fracking
totally
took me by surprise, and I came up with that fart hammer story.
Would you
somehow
like me to tell you what that is?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, I don't think earthquake fracking is an actual term, but okay, so last week
we had the earthquake show. Yeah. which I think was one of our better shows. It was totally funny.
Because we both thought it was our last show.
Yeah, exactly. And we survived an earthquake. Yeah. You know, you don't do that that often.
So I saw a thing on the news, and I don't remember. I don't have the article now, but somebody was blaming those earthquakes on fracking.
Fracking.
What fracking is, it's this method of collecting natural gases where they drill down into the earth and then they high pressure pump like air down in there, and apparently it makes natural gases
rise.
Frack. I don't know why it's called fracking, but it's called fracking. And apparently when that happens, that can cause earthquakes.
Wow. I did not see this. That is such an interesting story. I totally thought you were going in a different direction with this story.
So I had that article, but then I found another article where a fracking expert had come out and said that there's no way that, okay, they said, yes, that method does produce tremors. But there's no way that that method would produce that magnitude of an earthquake.
How do they know that? I mean,
I guess just from experience.
No, I think they're just guessing. They're like, yes, it causes tremors. Well, to me, if it causes tremors, you put more air down there, it's going to cause an earthquake.
Maybe.
It's the same thing if you put dynamite in a hole and it makes that hole bigger. You put more dynamite in it, it's going to make a bigger hole.
But it wouldn't make a hole so big that you can feel it.
If you had enough dynamite, it could.
Do you think you could get enough dynamite to make like a, what was it, 5 point something?
5.6 is what it ended up being. We reported it at the time as a 5.2. Later, it was upgraded to a 5.6.
But I just thought it was hilarious that fracking
is
an actual thing.
Yeah, that's an actual term, not just from Battlestar Galactica. Yeah,
but it's just fun to say.
And I was completely unaware of the word fracking, as in the term from Battlestar Galactica, as a, what it was, another word for the word fuck, right?
Well, in the original series, it was just a made-up, you know, kind of swear word.
Curse word.
Yeah.
But because of the, what am I trying to say? Because of the tone behind it, you could say that it represented fuck, right?
Yeah,
because you say frack, you say fuck.
In the new series, it totally replaced fuck, because they would say, like, I want to frack you.
Yeah, but they would also say... Yeah, they also said, you know, I just took a giant fracking turd.
Took a turd?
Well, never left, heard that. Left a giant fracking turd.
Why are you taking turds? Dude, look what I just stole. But
everybody
out of the
always says
toilet.
That. I just took a giant dump. What word did you take it?
That's weird.
I'm opening a beer.
What are you drinking?
Samuel Adams. It's a go-to beer. Winter lager.
Goat beer?
It's a goat beer.
Sam
Ooh,
Adams.
We just found a market we could corner. Goat beer.
Goat beer? I don't think that's a market. Do goats drink beer?
I did, funny though, you said that. I did almost talk tonight about a beer company that specializes in beer for dogs. And so, I mean, it's not the same as goat, but, and it's wildly popular, apparently. People like to buy this beer, and I'm sure it's hipsters.
Does it cost more
fracking
than
hipsters.
Human beer?
That's a good question. I didn't read the article, but apparently there is a company that makes beer for dogs, and I'm sure it's just regular beer with a label that has a dog on it, and they are totally probably raking in the money from them fucking hipsters.
Do hipsters have dogs?
Yeah, hipsters. The part of being hipsters is you got to have a dog.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I get the gay newsletter, and now I subscribe to the hipster newsletter, so I'm totally in.
I think hipster newsletter is totally the antithesis of hipster.
Of not being a... Oh. Well, technically, if you got a hipster newsletter, you're the... Is antithesis the opposite of hipster? Oh, okay. All right. You're right then. I didn't know what antithesis meant just now.
By the time stuff would show up in the hipster newsletter, hipsters would no longer be doing
whatever. Well, yeah. That's obvious.
Like, by the time you see a picture and someone says, oh, that's a hipster, then that looks nothing like what a hipster looks like.
Exactly. But that's the same thing as saying during the Cold War that this is a communist. And by the time that gets to the CIA or whatever, communists have changed. It's the same thing.
I don't think that's the same thing.
No, it's totally
communists are an actual thing.
No, I'm not talking about actual communists. I'm talking about, you know, the idea of communism. Well, and hipsterism. It's the same thing. It's tiny little mustaches.
Not
and...
really, because communism was an actual organization of people with similar ideas, whereas hipster is just a term that
Dude,
people
hipsters is
apply to
totally
other people.
involved into an organization of flannel-wearing nut jobs with weird fucking mustaches and thick glasses that feed their fucking dog beer.
See, that's those used to be hipsters. Those guys aren't hipsters anymore. Those are the guys that are pretending to be
That's my point
hipsters.
about communist. It
So you're
used to
saying
be.
that communism used to be people that were communist, and then now it's just people pretending to be people that were
Exactly.
communist?
Exactly.
I'm not sure if that's accurate.
No, I'm just 100% accurate. That is scientific.
So all the people that were communist, like after it was cool to be a communist, were just the communist posers.
Yeah, you had the MacArthur era where they were blacklisting everybody and hanging communists. It was a totally bad time. Well, those people changed because they didn't want to be. Now we're in the, double aughts, or I guess we're not in the aughts anymore, but we're in the what year is this? 11?
It was 2011, last I
Last
checked.
time you checked. And so I don't know what you'd call that, but but now in the 11, in the year of the 11, which sounds totally communist. I don't know why that sounds the year of the 11. It sounds like
Maybe it's
something.
because you're saying it weird. Just say it's
No,
2011.
the year of the 11.
The year of the.
That's a movie title. We should
It
copyright
probably
that.
is a movie title.
We need to the year of the 11, and the 11 are 11 creepy hipster communist children who are in a village, and they all have blonde hair. Well, they all have dark hair, wool hats, thick glasses, brown eyes, flannel, skinny jeans, and boots. And they totally fuck you up.
That doesn't
Christopher
sound right.
Reeves falls off a horse, breaks his back.
That was too soon. Too soon, sir.
It's not too soon. It's
Yes.
a Village of the Damned reference.
Okay.
Christopher
I
Reeves
didn't
was
see
in
that.
Village of the Damned. And
Did he
if
fall off
there,
a horse and
no, but
break
he,
his?
in real life, he fell off a horse. If there was a village of hipsters, that would totally be the Village of the Damned. You know it would.
Those kids weren't hipsters. They were
No,
like
they were totally
emos.
freakanoids, but
Yeah.
if we made a modern movie about the Village of the Damned, I would have to replace all the children with hipster children. Not little blonde-headed.
Hipsters aren't cool enough to be children. Wait, damn, I said that
Children
backwards.
aren't cool enough to be
There you go.
hipsters.
That's what I was going
No, well, it is now because it's totally underground.
That's true.
Being
Being a kid is so last year.
a kid is so last year. Now it's all about the
Yeah, so two hipsters walk into a bar, and one hipster turns to the other hipster and says, "Let's get out of here. This place is full of hipsters."
zygote. I fucking hate hipsters.
I love hipsters. They're so awesome.
I
You shouldn't
secretly.
say that because we need hipsters to listen to our show
Yeah,
and then decide
spread
it's
the word.
cool and then tell everyone
But if
that's
they're true
cool.
hipsters, the
Then
fact that I hate hipsters, they're gonna love,
that's true.
and that I'm banning,
They'll listen to our show, ironically,
ironically,
but at least they'll
exactly.
listen to our show.
I feel like we've just decoded like Einstein's theory of relativity as in relation to faster than light travel. Like we've just solved that whole mystery. We just explained communism and hipsters all in a roundabout conversation.
I don't think we explained communism
I
at
think the
all.
next time we listen to this, it's we're totally gonna be like, damn, we should have been around in the 1940s. MacArthur would have loved us.
No, he would have strung us up.
I'm not a communist, you call me son of a bitch.
You are. You're totally seeing
Communists do not
red.
you communists do not drink as much as I do.
Yeah, they do. They drink vodka.
Communists and Russians are not the
Yeah, they are. Wait. Yeah, they are.
My little brother Gage is half Russian. He's not a communist.
Is it like all communists are Russians, but not all Russians are communist?
Exactly. It's
Or
like
wait, is it the other way around?
all 20 somethings aren't hipsters, but all hipsters are 20 somethings.
That's not fair. That's ageist.
I don't see you wearing flannel and thick glasses, ironically.
Since when do hipsters wear flannel? I did not
That's
get
the
that.
latest thing.
Ah,
I
damn it! I
got it
just
in
went
the
and bought all my non-flannel.
non-flannel button-up shirts.
The hipsters wear polos.
No, they
Ah, damn it!
definitely don't wear polos.
It's too hard. It's too hard being cool.
I secretly want to be a hipster.
I secretly would love to be a hipster.
But I'm too fat. I can't pull it off, and I'm ashamed of my body.
Maybe fat will become the new cool thing.
Oh God. Let's start that. How can we start that? We just started.
Let's get some t-shirts to say, I'm only fat ironically.
Okay, we'll totally make that up. I'm down. We're down. We'll start wearing it at work. I'm
not really fat.
We work with like at least 9 hipsters.
Oh, dude, we work with tons of hipsters.
Totally. That freaking program, they are full of hipsters.
True.
Yep. All right. We have gone way off course.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No, we covered issue number 1.
Earthquake, fracking.
Yep.
I totally thought that story was going to be Amy felt the earthquake. She totally got weak in the knees, and you got some awesome fracking done. I didn't know. I really thought maybe Amy was pregnant, and you were going to have an earthquake fracking baby.
Your story's cooler than my story.
You know how, like, major things happen, like the baby boom or, like 9/11 babies. Remember 9/11? Of course you remember 9/11.
What's that?
I felt stupid after saying it. But there was a...
Are you going to explain that next?
There was a birth rate rose after 9/11, the 9/11 babies.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a major catastrophe, babies go on the rise.
Why is that, Scott?
Babies make the catastrophe.
What's the correlation?
People get scared and they fuck the shit out of each other without condoms.
Okay. It's the end of the world.
I am totally going to put a baby in you.
No, I can't have a baby, remember?
What?
I can't have kids, remember?
Oh, yeah, you got fixed. That's right. All right. Well, I always knew you couldn't have a baby because you don't have ovaries, but I didn't know where you were going with this. I thought we were having some sort of inside joke or something.
Haven't you seen Junior?
A great Arnold Schwarzenegger movie to reference. All right. And the number 2 thing is on this list after earth fracking is Scott's thing. So I want to tell you about my thing. It's approximately 5 to 6.5 inches, it depending on, you know, the type of mood it's in. I honestly had a thing I was going to talk about, and then I started drinking rum.
What kind of rum?
Vanilla, Bacardi. That's vanilla gross. Rum. Disgusting.
Well, stop drinking it.
It was, but I totally wanted to get fucked up before the show. Mission accomplished. And I totally wanted you to get kind of messed up. I mean, you're definitely my anchor, but I wanted my anchor to be a little wobbly, if you know what I mean. Maybe one side an anchor, one side a sponge. I don't know.
That's the worst anchor.
Yeah. You know, it will eventually catch and hold you in place, but for a while that sponge is going to fuck with you. And so I was kind of hoping for that, but you had some rum and you had some amaretto tonight.
I had 0 rum.
Oh, I thought you drank some of that rum.
No, I didn't drink that shit.
That it's really nasty.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't even know why it's here in the house.
Flavored vodka, like whipped cream, vanilla, whatever, and flavored rum outside of spiced. Spiced is such a general flavor that it's okay. But other flavored rums, I don't like. And vodka. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Read an article to you about peanut butter flavored vodka?
You mentioned it. You didn't actually read me the article.
Right, right. I just mentioned the headline, but that sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a huge advocate for peanut butter flavored things.
Oh, yeah. Dude, have you had Cluster Fluff?
What the fuck is a Cluster Fluff?
Cluster Fluff.
Okay, wait. I'm going to give my definition of what a Cluster Fluff sounds like to me just when you first said the word to me and it entered my brain and then an image produced on my back of my eyes.
Yep.
I've seen like 15 girls all on their knees and, you know, fluffers and men not on their knees standing in front of these girls with peanut butter flavored cocks. Is that anywhere close to what
it's,
I'm...
It's that's a way cooler story than mine. Again.
What is... Fluffer, what was it?
Cluster Fluff is Cluster new fluff. Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, my.
It's peanut butter ice cream with, like, chunks of, like, it's either chunks of, like, peanut butter or chunks of peanut butter fudge or something. And it's got these little clusters of, like, I think they're maybe oats of some sort, but they're, like, it's, like, oats, like, dropped into like caramel or something. It's like these little crunchy clusters of like caramely stuff.
Say that slower.
No.
I'm real close. Say it slower. I'm real close.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut this because I don't know where to
Peanut
go.
butter is awesome.
Yeah.
That's basically what I was trying to get at. But peanut butter vodka does not sound
No.
appealing at all. Bacon flavored vodka, though, does sound appealing. It's the only flavor
No.
that I think I could get behind on vodka.
I don't want to drink bacon.
You want to eat bacon, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get that. What if, you know how Goldschlager has the flakes of gold in it?
Yeah.
But it's not gold flavored, obviously, but it has the gold flakes in it. What if there was a bacon slogger?
Then it had little bacon bits
Little
in it.
bacon bits in it.
I might try
And
that.
it was bacon flavored. I would totally try that.
I might do like a shot of
Anytime you could chew a shot, that's probably good
that.
enough for me.
I guess you could get that bacon flavored vodka and then just put bacon bits in it.
I did see something wonderful created with bacon recently. What was that?
Everything?
Yes, it was,
Everything
I think it
ever?
was everything. Okay, but it was some sort of like bacon ice cream or something, and the person on TV was like, "This is disgusting," and then he tried it and he was like, "This is the best thing ever." Because it's that combination of salty, like
Yeah.
ham is salty, and the sweet.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see ice cream with bacon in it. Not like bacon flavored ice cream, but some sort of ice cream with
Yeah, it would
bacon
be
bits
like
in
a
it.
vanilla with some sort of salty,
I don't know if I
bacony
would do
thing in it.
vanilla though.
Well, that's like your
I
basic
would
ice cream
almost
flavor.
think like
Peanut
a
butter.
I was actually gonna say like maybe a chocolate.
Oh yeah, any fucking flavor. One of my favorite things to eat is to get movie popcorn and cotton candy. And then you take a little piece of cotton candy and you wrap that fucking popcorn, that buttery popcorn, in that cotton candy and you pop it in your mouth. It is like fucking orgasm in your
Sounds like a
mouth.
lot of work.
Yeah,
Why don't you
but
just eat kettle corn?
an orgasm in your mouth is, it's different, dude. It is different. First, you get the texture,
That's true.
and
Texture is
then
a
you get
lot.
the flavor. And that texture works it. It's like a fucking Jenna Jameson stripping in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a comment. Stitcher just commented on our Facebook page. Apparently, they had a blackout with their services for a little while. And they just commented saying, "Back and better than ever. Thanks you for your patience." And I'm going to comment the agreeable ABLE brains. The agreeable brains are recording a new show and are looking forward. You tell me if this sentence makes sense. Are looking forward to being back on air. That's what I call free publicity.
Oh, that was on Stitcher's Facebook page.
Yes, this is totally going on their
Are
wall.
you posting that from the Agreeable Brains account or
No,
from
I'm
your
posting it
account?
from my account because that's the page I have up. I'm not posting anything. I
Why?
totally just deleted it. I don't
Yeah,
know why. And I don't want to go through it again because that took forever to type it.
that was gripping radio
Yeah,
right
I
there.
know. All right,
I
anyway.
guess technically this isn't radio.
Yeah, I say the same thing, though.
Because this is free and you
You don't have to
don't
pay
pay
for
for radio
radio
either,
either.
so never mind.
But you have to listen to ads on radio, and there's no ads during the Agreeable Brains.
That's true.
There might soon be ads because I'm going to get a liquor store to fucking sponsor us.
Fracking sponsor you?
Fracking sponsor us. All right, should we move on?
I got one more thing.
Oh, what's our one more thing?
My week.
Oh, you didn't put anything down. I thought the
Well, I
earthquake
forgot
fracking
about
was
it
your
until
thing.
you actually mentioned something earlier.
Okay.
So guess what I had to kill this week?
A hooker?
No.
A donkey?
No.
A
Smaller.
donkey from a hooker show? Or a hooker from a donkey show?
No.
Okay, what?
It
I'm
involves
guessing.
neither a hooker nor a donkey.
Okay.
The other day, I got home from work
This better be
and
awesome because the build up.
it's not. It's totally
Oh,
not awesome.
damn
You
it.
totally built it up way too far.
Okay, go
But I
ahead
get home
though.
from work and the kids are in the toy room watching a movie and they come out screaming, hollering that they saw a scorpion in the toy room.
Oh.
So I go out there and like, it's under this book. It's under this book. So
they have scorpions. That's not uncommon.
Books and like coloring book stuff on the floor. So I'm flipping through them and stuff, and I don't see nothing. I'm like, I think you lying sacks of shit. I'm like, no, we swear. It's like, okay, I don't see anything. So I looked at all the books, I don't find anything. So I kind of push the TV to the side, and a little fucking scorpion runs out from underneath it. Scary, isn't it? And so I smooshed it.
Yeah, Marie actually has been stung. My daughter Marie, since the age of 3 to today, has been stung 3 times by scorpions, both in Kansas and Oklahoma.
This is the first one I've ever seen in our house. Now, I don't. But so what sucks?
The cold weather is probably driving them in.
What sucks is I don't know shit about scorpions, and when you go online, there's not really any good information. Like my first thought was, well, okay, that one's dead. Do you see one scorpion? Does that mean there's like 9 million more in your house?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sucks. Because we've looked, we haven't found anything else. But I remember this thing from, I don't know when I saw this, but scorpions show up under black light. They actually glow when you run a black light over them.
Yeah.
And so.
But that's a certain kind of scorpion. It's like an emperor scorpion or a king scorpion.
As far as I know, it's all kinds of scorpions do that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So I'm going to find some sort of handheld black light.
Oh, dude, you can find those at head shops all over the place.
So yeah, I think I'm going to find me a black light and see if I find it. But I don't know. We haven't seen any more since then, but.
Unless your child is allergic, there's no real issue. Like I said, Marie's been stung 3 times, and it's a little swelling, goes away right away.
Yeah, I found online, and they basically said it's no worse than a wasp sting.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, that sucks.
That does. Oh, it hurt. She cried, and I laughed. But
I told them they did a good job. I said if they see a scorpion, don't mess with it.
Don't fuck with it.
Because most places say, you know, I mean, scorpions aren't like malicious.
Yeah,
they're not
like
out to get you.
They're totally ran away from the kids.
Yeah, they basically just eat insects, so they're actually, I guess, good for keeping pests out of your house. But you know, I said if you see a scorpion, do exactly what you did. Come tell me or your mom. Don't try to get it yourself. Basically the only thing I've been having them do is I tell them in the morning before you put your shoes on,
check them,
shake them out.
They always say that. I've never knew anybody that had that happen to, but they always say that. Even in the military, that's part of your training.
Well,
you check that shit out.
Yeah. And my son's like, so what do I do if I shake my shoe out and a scorpion falls out?
That's a very good question.
Like, hit it with the shoe.
Yeah, you do have a shoe in your hand. You're prepared.
So, I don't know. It was a big deal at the time, but it's kind of... I don't know.
They've already
forgotten about it by now.
Just wait until the giant mutated lead-infested Galena scorpion makes its way into the house.
Anything else exciting happened to you this week?
No. I'm really wanting to move on to innerbrainments. Innerbrainments.
Innerbrainments.
Innerbrainment.
What do we have for innerbrainments this week,
Scott? That means I need to actually look at shit on my computer. Hold on. Okay. Innerbrainments. We have Louis C.K. I like Louis C.K. Written an article about him on the about his show on the on our Blogspot. And we've talked about him on the show, and we've talked about different things. So just kind of a follow through. He was recently on Conan, and Louis C.K. tells Conan that he will sell his next comedy special online for $5 via PayPal. So if you want to see his next online comedy special before you know it's on Comedy Central or HBO.
Louis C.K. is selling his special online
first. So before it's going to be released on HBO, before it's going to be released on Comedy Central, before it's...
When you first read that headline, I thought that he had made some sort of deal with Conan to back Conan for something. I was like,
happened to be on Conan when he made the announcement.
Okay.
And the announcement was that his next comedy special, his next 2-hour, hour and a half comedy routine, it's going to be online. It's going to be available online first and then be distributed through the normal means, which I bring this up just because that's kind of the future. A lot of movie producers, a lot of book authors, a lot of media entertainment people are going online first and then coming to the regular distribution route. Because the people who are involved in the regular distribution route, such as TV, movie studios, you know, even DVDs, take such a huge chunk from your profit margin that the internet is the way to do it first. You get that money up front. There's no middleman, you know, so I think it's smart.
But
we're totally doing that right now. We are on the internet.
No, I'm saying you have to watch on your computer. I guess you could hook your computer to your TV.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people can do that. If not, I would totally watch it on my laptop.
I mean, I would. I mean, I'd prefer to watch on my TV, but I can hook. I've got a PCN on my TV,
yeah,
so
exactly.
I can hook it up.
Asked in a phone interview on Friday morning why he was not bringing the special to a traditional cable television network, Louis C.K. said, "To me, I flipped the question over. Why should I go through a cable network when I can just give it directly to the people who want to see it? It's so much easier, and it's an interesting experiment."
Well, like you said, yeah,
what he doesn't mention is the money aspect.
He's already got the website.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's.
Well, he has an FX website. He may have his own website somewhere.
I'm sure he does.
The only website I've ever been on, though, was his FX website for sure.
I think it's www.bagofdicks.com.
Oh, that might be it. There's somebody at work talking about that today, about how that Bag of Dicks episode was hilarious. In recent years, he said, the cable channel has become increasingly difficult and unnecessarily platforms for him to present these kinds of shows. HBO used to be the thing, Louis C.K. said. It used to be called an HBO special, even if you had a special on Showtime. People would call it your HBO special. But HBO gave up that. They don't do it anymore. I offered them Hilarious to broadcast, and they said, well, we don't do any business with you. You don't have a show on HBO, so we don't have any reason to promote you in any way. That seems kind of fucking sucky and a bad way to do business. When someone is a commodity, a wanted commodity.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of see what they're talking about. I mean, he's got a show on FX, so why should they promote him on HBO?
They canceled his show on HBO, though. That's why he's on FX.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a vicious circle.
Well, because, I mean, HBO used to be the place to go watch all the stand-up. Anymore, it's Comedy Central.
Just like
Central
Jay Leno and Johnny Carson and David Letterman used to be the show. If you're a comedian and you got your act on there and you did well, it made you.
Yeah, Carson was the show. I mean, that was basically, you know, from all the stuff I've listened to, you know, when you were doing comedy in the 80s, your goal was to get a set good enough to get on Carson.
Exactly.
And then you've made it.
Yeah, you have made it at that point. So it's an interesting point, and I think it's just another point. Kevin Smith releasing his movie in his own terms and not through a studio. I think it's just another way. And there was something recently where someone released it exclusively on the internet. Do you remember what that was? Was it a book or was it a movie?
I don't know.
It was something recently that I talked about. I don't remember, but this is happening more and more. Like the internet is becoming a serious platform for these types of distribution, jump off distribution, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I would totally pay $5 to PayPal.
Yeah, we should totally get together and watch it.
$5 is much cheaper than an HBO pay-per-view.
Yeah.
$50 generally for your flatline HBO pay-per-view.
If that.
All right.
So, Scott, Louis C.K., he's a comedian, right?
That setup killed me. Yes, he is a comedian. And you know who else is a comedian?
Who else is?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is also a comedian.
Yes, he is. And guess what?
I don't know.
He was supposed to host the Oscars.
Really?
Yes. He's not going to get to now.
Oh, why?
Actually, he stepped down. Brett Ratner, who is the director of Eddie Murphy's new movie, Tower Heist, was also supposed to direct the new Oscars this year. But he apparently has said a lot of offensive things on his Twitter. And some of those things were directed to... He had some First, he made some very very confusing, vaguely racist comments on Twitter toward Olivia Munn.
What's vaguely racist?
Something chinkish, would imagine.
She's super hot for a Chinaman.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be something similar to that. It doesn't say, actually, but then the big like check mark against him was the comment of, rehearsing is for fags. You can't say that in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then that's
just bad directorialness.
Yeah, because, you know, rehearsing. That's why his movies are so awesome, because they don't rehearse.
That explains Tower Heist.
No, you know, I've heard
it. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's shit.
But I've heard it's gotten bad reviews, and I don't usually follow the critics' reviews. My mother-in-law went and saw it, said it was hilarious, said it was surprisingly good. So I'm actually kind of going to go off her review and go see it. But Burt Ratner's a fucking douche. Just look at his douchey fucking face. So I guess, therefore, since Ratner has stepped out because of his stupid fucking tweeting, Murphy felt the pressure to step out too. So no Murphy. And I thought Eddie Murphy might put an edge back to the Oscars. That, like, Jon Stewart.
Did the Oscars ever have an edge?
No. Was that racist thing I just said? Could I have easily have replaced...
That was vaguely racist, Scott.
Could I have easily replaced that, the word edge, with like urban or inner city?
I think he'll bring an urban flavor to the Oscars. Or,
you know, black. I mean, was that racist thing I just said? Like, super racist?
I don't know. Did you mean it to be
racist? I didn't mean it to be racist.
I don't know.
Okay. If it's not racist, it's definitely funny.
Are you ready for this segue? Because it's going to be awesome.
What's the segue?
So, Scott, Brett Ratner's a douche, right?
Yes.
Who else is a douche?
Hannibal Lecter!
That's right.
Is a total douche. Excuse me while I drink my beer.
You're excused.
I said, excuse me. So, Hannibal Lecter apparently is coming to TV.
The Hannibal Lecter?
Well, not the Hannibal Lecter, but Hannibal Lecter as portrayed by possibly Zachary Quinto.
So this is going to be like...
Gay Spock is going to be eating people on TV.
So this is going to be like Hannibal Lecter the college years?
Hannibal Lecter the...
So it's like Flintstone Kids or A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Exactly. With cannibalism. It says... Back in September, we told you that the talented Brian Fuller, the creative mind behind such cult TV favorites as Dead Like Me, Wonder Falls, and Pushin' Daisies. I really liked Pushin' Daisies.
Yeah. Dead Like Me was actually really good, too.
I hated Dead Like Me because of that stupid fucking chick who was the star of the show. She couldn't fucking talk without a fucking lisp, and she was fucking ugly. There should be no ugly chicks that fucking star in a TV show.
That's, I don't know what that is, but it's...
Really hated that show because of that chick. She had an annoying accent, and it's not like your normal lisp, but she definitely had a fucking peach impediment. It was a peach impediment.
And I didn't watch Wonder Falls. I was aware
of it. I don't even know what Wonder Falls is.
It was about... If it's the one I'm thinking of, it was about a gift shop at Niagara Falls, and this lady was... Maybe crazy or something, but all the knickknacks talked to her.
I would think that, yes.
I think I saw, like, maybe the pilot or something, but...
I've never even heard of it.
Or that could be a completely different show.
Okay. That, I mean, if I was to build a show just off of the two words Wonder Falls, it would involve crazy fucking knickknacks and Niagara Falls. I think you've pretty much hit it on the head. I think that is, like... If you don't know this for sure, I think that is Sherlock type detective work going on there.
Oh, yeah.
So kudos to you.
Thank you.
So apparently NBC is interested in this project where it'll be Hannibal Lecter show. I think it's going to be a variety show. It's going to be
called the Hannibal Lecter Hour.
With a lot of dancing, singing, you know, Zachary Quinto actually eating cock. I mean, he won't be, you know, it's actual eating of the cock.
Why do you hate Zachary Quinto?
I don't hate Zachary Quinto. I love Zachary Quinto. I like him a lot. He just recently came out of the closet, so I was...
I don't care.
I don't either, but, you know, gay jokes are funny.
Yeah.
And Cannibal And gay jokes, they go together.
That's true, but gay jokes aren't really funny if you're talking about an actual gay
If you're
guy.
mean, I'm not being mean. And it's not mean because Zachary Quinto will never hear this.
You don't know.
It's the same argument I used to have with my wife. She'd be like, "Stop talking about those people. That's mean." I said, "No, it'd be mean if I called that retard a retard to his face. It is nice that I'm talking behind his back. It's actually nice that I'm saying it behind his back."
You're so messed up.
Okay, so let's read this.
Do we have to?
Apparently, this article says that NBC needs a hit show, and it's really banking on a Zachary Quinto-backed Hannibal Lecter show, which would be
But
awesome.
do you
Hannibal Lecter,
think
I mean, Zachary Quinto was an awesome psycho in Heroes.
he's good? Yeah, but do you think prime time is ready for a cannibal? That's just
Well,
weird.
they don't necessarily have to rely heavily on a cannibal. I mean,
Isn't that his whole shtick?
we have NCI, we have CSI, we have all those
Do you
other
think he's going to
shows.
be wandering around and,
No, but we have all
is
these
it going to be like
violent crime
Hannibal
shows.
Lecter, Murder, She Wrote, where he just wanders around town and
If he fucking ate
solves
Angela
crimes?
Lansbury, that'd be awesome. So anyway, apparently Fuller was a consulting producer on and writer for Heroes, and he loves Zachary Quinto.
He
So
was awesome on Heroes.
yeah, he was awesome as Spock, man. I fucking love that new the new Star Trek movie. I love it. I know there's some controversy in the Star Trek geekdom, but
I don't think
especially
there's
with
as
this second
much
movie
as
coming
people
out, though,
thought.
they're still real worried about this timeline thing. To
Why?
me, it was wrapped up and sorted.
I loved it
Let's start
because
it up.
they took all the Star Trek that you know and love and they put it in a safe little package
Exactly.
over in this universe over here, and they didn't even touch it.
Yeah, they're like, "We are not disrespecting this. We fucking love this shit, and we're gonna wrap it up in this package. We're gonna shit on this new universe
It's
and see what
nice and
happens."
safe. No one's gonna mess with it. And this is all different new stuff.
Yes, exactly. I agree. That is a great way to put it.
Except for Enterprise. It all still happened.
And Enterprise can eat a dick. Surprisingly, Zachary Quinto has something to do with that. No, I do apologize. I really like Zachary Quinto.
Right, you ready for this next segue?
Okay.
So, Zachary Quinto is not a samurai, right?
No, he's definitely not a samurai, but you know who is a samurai?
Who?
Samurai Jack.
Whoa.
And apparently, some dude with a foreign name is going to direct the new Samurai Jack movie. The same guy who directed the movie who just came out this weekend, Immortals.
Oh,
His
really?
name is, I think I'm gonna try to pronounce it,
All right.
drunk and with a stuffed up nose
And kind of dumb.
and kind of dumb. Well, kind of. Come on. Tarsem Singh, I think is his
Have
name.
no clue either.
Tarsem Singh.
I think the last name would be Singh,
Singh? Okay.
maybe.
Tarsem Singh. Which, Immortals, I've not seen it yet. I'm interested in it. The
I
trailers
want
look
to see it.
interesting. Samurai Jack was a visual cartoon. I mean, it's a cartoon.
Okay, so is this like a live action movie?
Well, it doesn't really say, but it says he wants to do a movie. It's brilliant, the speed, it embraces where it comes from. I find that the comic strip films are halfway grounded. They don't play my chord, but I love Samurai Jack and I love animation. That to me sounds like it's going to be an animated film.
But like a theatrical.
Like a big, huge, a lot of speed lines. I remember a lot of speed lines in the Samurai Jack movie or TV show. A lot of
Maybe.
the samurai jumping through the air, attacking robots with speed lines.
Yeah,
But
dude,
that
I'm gonna totally hit you with my speed lines.
would be awesome. Samurai Jack was kind of a cultural event when it came out, and it was like an American anime. It was really cool in the
Wait, wait, wait,
90s.
wait, what are you saying? Saying animation can't be cool unless it's anime?
There are not a lot of
What?
non-anime that is anime enough to be considered Japanese anime.
I have no idea what you just said.
That if you listen to that slowly, I think I just pledged myself to the devil. But you'd have to listen to it slowly and backwards. But basically what I'm saying is Japanese anime is by far the high water mark, and American anime a couple time has
It's
reached.
like there's no such thing as American anime,
There is
because
two
anime
this.
is by definition from Japan.
No, there is now American anime, and this fucking X-Men and Iron Man anime shit that we talked about in a couple few episodes back that was airing on G4 was utter shit. And it was, it's just basically they try to get their, I don't know what it is, but it's American storytelling with Japanese animation, and it just doesn't fit. You gotta have a little bit more of each, if that makes sense. Salt and
Okay.
pepper shaker combined into one, you have something clever.
White pepper.
Yes, white pepper. That's racist. I was gonna say,
White
like
pepper
that
is my rap stage name.
is an awesome rap stage name. You are forever and now known as White Pepper, especially with that fucking salt and pepper beard you got going on.
Like my salt
Yeah,
pepper.
it with your glasses, you look distinguished.
I am
But
totes distinguished.
you should know what I'm talking about. There are some.
I think I understand what you're trying to say, but I think I don't agree with you,
That's
but I don't
90%
know
of
what
what I
you're
say,
saying.
Chad. You're supposed to be the filter
For
for my nonsense.
I don't even have it in me.
Anyway, Samurai Jack, if they bring it to the big screen, that'll be awesome, I think. Right? You were a huge fan of the Samurai
Yeah,
Jack
I like
cartoon.
Samurai Jack.
So quit your fucking bitching, you bitchy McGee.
I thought it was going to be live action. You got my hopes up.
Live action would be cool. There have been rumors since Samurai Jack came out that there's going to be various anime movies, various live action movies never come to fruition. So we never know. Chad,
Yes.
is Samurai Jack, does he fight zombies?
He does.
Does he?
He
Thought he just
has.
fought robots.
No.
I remember a lot of robots.
Yeah, there's a lot of robots, but
So my segue didn't work.
it would if you didn't call it a segue.
Oh. You totally called out your segues.
It's funny when I do it.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming this is you because I don't know what this
Yeah.
is.
Okay. So you've been watching Walking Dead, I'm
Oh,
assuming.
yes, of course.
Okay. Have you been watching Talking Dead?
No, I have thought about setting it up, but just haven't done it.
No.
With the move and the starting of the new
Yeah.
job and the old DVR going out, I just haven't set it up.
All right. So, for anyone that hasn't or doesn't know what I'm talking about, Talking Dead is a wrap-up show for Walking Dead.
Hosted by your favorite nerd.
Chris Hardwick.
You totally want to suck his cock.
No, but I do like him a lot. So it's a live show, and he and his guest watch the show at the same time as everyone else, and then they have a little 30-minute live show. You
It?
can,
I didn't know it was
yeah,
live.
you can call in, you can tweet them, you can ask
Oh,
questions and
that's kind of
stuff.
cool. I may have
Yeah.
to set that up. I really do like live television. I mean, there's something special about live television.
It's kind of they've been pushing it back, and I don't know why. The very like the season premiere, it aired like right after the show, and
Right.
then there was a couple of weeks where they would show the new episode, then they would rerun the new episode, and then they would show Talking Dead. And then, like, last week, they showed the new show at 9, and then, like, Talking Dead wasn't until, like, midnight. Like, it keeps
I
getting pushed
think
back.
BBC is really trying to, or I guess it's not
Yeah, it's
BBC,
not
but
BBC.
AMC. I think AMC is really trying to find like its voice.
Yeah.
And this, they're not real sure if this Talking Dead is its outlet.
Well, last week they pushed it back, I think, because of that new show that premiered after Walking
Yeah,
Dead.
the
Hell on
not Hell
Wheels.
on Wheels, which I
It's
recorded
about a
the
ghost
first
train,
one.
I think. I don't know.
I thought it was going to have a lot more supernatural aspect to it
I think
because
it doesn't have any at all, but
it
we
doesn't have
always
any
make
at
fun of
all.
it when we watch those commercials.
And
Also, you know what? It's another awesome commercial, and I don't know if they advertise on Walking Dead on purpose, but if they do,
they're
whoever's
genius.
behind this company is a marketing
What
genius.
is it?
Have you seen the claw saw?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's this commercial for this garden tool called the claw
I think
saw.
I've seen it,
It's
but never ever
like
watched
this
it.
big long stick
Right.
with like this vice grip thing on the end, and you put it around a branch and you pull it down and it clamps onto the branch, and then you hit the trigger and a little chainsaw goes.
You could totally take off a zombie's head with that thing.
It's like the perfect zombie killing tool.
I have not seen that. I will watch for it this time.
I've seen it probably, I would say, out of the last, what, four episodes? It's been like three.
I guarantee somebody out there, because that totally sounds like one of those late night infomercial commercials.
It's totally just like one of those, like you see those things for the garden weasel and
whatever. Those guys are geniuses. And I guarantee that one of those late night infomercial guys were like, we got to put this on fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And I bet their sales have gone up.
Because it looks like a murder tool. Because, like, how often do you cut branches that you need this specialized tool that's specifically...
Well, we are Americans, and we are incredibly lazy.
But it's...
We need our zombie killing tools as convenient as possible.
I think maybe you have to plug it in. So if it wasn't plug-in-able,
it would be perfect.
It would be awesome, but... Even then, you could, like, jury-rig it to, like, a car battery or something. No, I don't know.
Totally.
I don't know, in an actual fight with a bunch of zombies, it might suck, but against one zombie, it would be awesome.
Well, if we were to take zombie video games as, let's say, reality, and zombie movies as reality, the zombie video games indicate that the longer your weapon is, the better it is against a crowd, such as the zombie video game where you're in the mall. As the photographer.
Dead Rising.
Is it Dead Rising? Yeah. Oh, Left 4 Dead is the other one I'm
thinking
of.
Left 4 Dead is the big multiplayer.
Okay, no, it's Dead Rising, the one that is specifically what I'm thinking of, because of the, you can grab all the various different things. There's like the whole world is something you can latch onto, use as a weapon. And the big weapons, the big long weapons, are really great for just sweeping the crowd of zombies away from you. So if we were to take that as like scientific fact, yes, this thing would be perfect for fighting zombies.
Well, except it's got like a claw thing on the end, so you can't really like swing it around.
Zombies are soft.
Well, I mean, you could hit people with it like a bludgeoning weapon, I guess.
Yeah, that's basically what
you wouldn't be able to. The whole.
Well, you couldn't literally in real life. You couldn't sweep away 15 people.
Well, yeah.
In a group with like a big long stick, because you would hit one dude and stop.
Yeah, that's true. But. I don't know. It's awesome. Anyway, okay. Back to talking. It's this live show. So generally, Chris will have, he usually has one of his comedian
Chris,
friends.
Chris, your friend Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, Chris, Mr. Hardwick will have one of his comedian friends, and then he will have.
Is Firm on the show?
No, he's not.
He's on the one episode that aired on the British show.
He's their one-man band. But he'll have one of his comedian friends, like Brian Posehn's been on there.
Yes.
You know, guys like that.
I really should have watched this because it does look awesome. Yeah. I've just been too lazy to set it up.
And then he'll have usually someone associated with the show or something like that. Like Robert Kirkman's been on there.
Who's Robert Kirkman?
He's the guy that created Walking Dead.
Okay, yeah. The fat comic book artist.
And who was on? Oh, he had Felicia Day one time. She's not really a zombie person. She's not really a comedian either. She was just
definitely in that that geek circle with people fucking love her.
She was pretty much on there just as a fan. So yeah, but it's usually one comedian and one other person, I guess.
Right.
So on this last episode, I'm trying to remember who the comedian was. I've totally blanked on it now.
I thought the last one was Brian Posehn.
It might have been Posehn on the last one.
I've seen commercials. I just haven't said that. But I'm pretty sure Brian was the last one.
But he had this other guy on there, and I didn't think a blank. Yeah, I didn't think to write his name down. But he...
You just don't think.
He is apparently an actual scientist.
Oh.
Like a real life...
One of these nut jobs.
Scientist.
The actual scientists who say aliens are real.
Well... He is a member, or he says he's a member, of a group of like-minded scientists that are the Zombie Research Society.
Okay, so these are the actual scientists who are going to bring the zombie apocalypse to us.
Well, so the way he explained it was, he's like, you know, we don't make anything up. We don't, you know, go out and say that they're really zombies or, you know, that
they
a zombie
They use
a
scientific
break,
method to try to actually...
But he says, you know, basically what we do is for fun... We study zombies like they're an actual thing and try to, like, figure out stuff about them.
Fucking geek.
And I was just like, but the thing, and I'm like, that's cool. If that's your hobby, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But
nerd,
here's the
have
thing
a hobby.
That really bugged me is, so Chris Hardwick goes, well, I just have to ask then, could a zombie apocalypse really happen? And he goes, "Oh yes, definitely, of course."
Definitely, of course.
Yes.
Without an explanation.
Well, he's just like,
definitely, of course.
I'm like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm pulling your scientific cred right
now. Yeah. But I don't know. That's just another thing about zombies that really bugs me, are the people that just take them way too seriously.
Yeah, the movie zombies can happen.
Zombies can't happen.
Zombies can't
happen.
And
then if you want to study them as an actual thing, then you would need to, you know, study like voodoo,
yeah,
and like actual mythological zombies,
right? Not the ghouls type zombie, yeah, that you're always saying that's not a zombie, that's, well, a ghoul.
I mean, it's not, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
your nerdism has like, finally paid off.
But it's just weird that they could have this zombie research society and everyone thinks that that's awesome, but. You know, if you had like
it's a bunch of geeks being the geeks werewolf and other research geeks society, saying, yeah, exactly.
They'd be like,
it's a bunch
that's
of geeks,
just a movie thing, you know.
It's a bunch of geeks being geeks where other geeks are congratulating them on being geeks.
It's not even that. I mean, I don't mind being geeky. I'm geeky about all kinds of
but
stuff.
You're but you're stuck in reality.
Yeah. It's just that thing where people have this thing in their head that zombies are actually gonna happen and
some weird fucking rabies outbreak and now we're gonna have zombies.
And I guess if you want to call that zombies, but
mad cow disease or something.
That's not a zombie. That's just a dude. A dude with mad cow disease. That's a mad cow, dude.
So,
werecow.
Werecow. You got to fucking watch out for werecows. They will not only fucking viciously maul you to death with their udders, but they will, you know, seduce you into producing more werecows.
Dude, we should start the
werecow
Kaiju
society?
Research Society.
What's the Kaiju?
Kaiju are giant Japanese monsters.
Yeah, the Wrestling Society is what I was thinking
we
of.
We should study like Godzilla.
Actual.
And we should have plans for if Godzilla attacks.
So, Chad, as a member of the Kaiju Research Society, could a giant irradiated lizard actually happen?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, yes.
My research has shown. I watched the American Godzilla movie, and at the beginning, there was like montage. And I'm pretty sure it was real.
Why isn't the American government doing anything about this?
Because they don't want you to know the truth. Now, do you have your plan for when kaijus attack?
What should I do in case kaijus attack?
I don't know, but I'm going to write a book about it and sell bazillions of copies.
You need to cut this, because I think we should write a book. And I don't want anybody stealing our fucking plan.
But are we really?
We started out as a total.
Are we really going to write a book?
We should. That is right up our alley. We totally started out as an awesome, like, fucking news, satire with a fucking actual host asking some stupid fucking Kaiju Research Society member and getting that stupid answer, and then it blossomed into an actual idea.
But that's the thing that sucks, is I don't think anyone would actually buy that. Cause it's
bullshit! Like, you know how many zombie books I owned?
I know, but that's the thing.
How to survive a zombie attack. Yeah. Actual fictional stories about zombies. How to prepare for a zombie attack. I have at least a dozen zombie books based on material where zombies actually exist and they don't.
Yeah, that's what bugs me is you can do that for zombies and sell billions of copies, but if you did that for something else...
Bullshit. I bet Kaiju would sell. And if we called it Kaiju and not like big irradiated lizard response team, that would not sell. But Kaiju would.
Maybe.
Because people would be like, what the fuck is a Kaiju?
I better learn how
that
to
sounds
protect myself.
Real. Kaiju sounds real. I seen wrestlers and they were talking about Kaiju.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. But yeah, so I don't know. That just kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
I could totally see that though, and
because
I could see where that would rub me the wrong way.
Credibility to all these whack jobs that have like zombie apocalypse backup plans.
Okay, you know how, and I don't have internet at home, but you know how we have this troll brain section on our thing. This is not really a troll brain deal, but it does do with an internet meme, which is specifically internet based. Thus, the internet in the title.
Yeah.
You know, internet memes. What we have the anti-joke chicken, the
anything that's briefly popular for just a little
bit. Okay, I was trying to give some examples, but yeah, that's a good example of it. Okay, there's a meme with the crazy dude. There's a show on, I think this is the Learning Channel or History Channel. It's called Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
And there's a scientist. And you can't see me because this is radio, but I'm putting up air quotes. There's a scientist, air quotes, who he has 9 layers of fake tan on. He is some sort of orangish brown color.
Oh, is he from Jersey Shore?
I don't know, but he definitely would match with those people. And he has giant gel-induced hair.
Oh, Jersey Shore.
Yes. Okay, I've never put those two together, but you're absolutely right. And he's got a real pencil-thin goatee.
Oh, he's a rapist.
Yeah, total rapist. Alien rapist.
Oh, that's the worst. That's not the worst kind. Never mind.
That's not the worst kind. So I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about. He is crazy looking, and he is like the prophet on the mound for this show. He is the guy that they go to 90% of the time.
Oh, he's not the host?
He is not the host, but he is the guy who is on the show almost as much as they don't have a host, they have a voiceover guy. Yeah. But he is on the show more than the voiceover guy. And he is crazy fucking tanned. He has crazy fucking hair, and he's a crazy fucking molester fucking goatee. And he wears a suit that matches his fucking tan skin color.
Ugh.
And so yeah, it's creepy. He almost looks like he's naked. But then he has a breast pocket right here with a fucking pocket square. So it's almost like he cut a hole in his tit and put a pocket square. But other than that, you know, he's not crazy. And he just fucking spits out these theories about how the fucking pyramids were built by aliens, how the Peruvian people were fucking all molested by aliens, and it's just, and they take it as gospel. And it reminds me of that fucking zombie dude you're talking about. Yeah. This guy is an actual scientist. He went to Harvard and he got, you know, some sort of stupid fucking degree to where he can say, I'm a scientist. But he doesn't do any fucking, you know, actual scientific shit. He doesn't follow any scientific code. You know, what is it? The
scientific method.
Scientific method.
He skips the whole fine proof for your theory.
Exactly.
And just says.
Just says it exists.
I'm just going to say this is true. I just wanted to briefly, before we end Interbrainments, talk about a movie I watched.
Okay.
Midnight Chronicles.
Porno?
No.
No. Oh. I'm not interested. I'm going to go to sleep while you talk about this.
Okay. So this is, so I've talked before about Fantasy Flight Games.
Fantasy Flight Games, sure.
So they used to have a RPG called Midnight. And this movie is based off that RPG.
Really?
Yeah. And is actually funded, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. And it was actually written by their writers. And I think
that's kind of cool.
I think it was directed by somebody from that company.
That's so it's basically cool.
This game company did this entire movie.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Just came out last week.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out when I get the internet.
Yeah, watched it a couple nights ago. It was very well done.
Really?
The visuals were awesome, but it wasn't
CGI.
A little bit.
Cheesy sci-fi CGI or good CGI?
No, not really. Like, actually, I think the only CGI work was maybe some of the background kind of stuff. There weren't any, like, CGI creatures or anything.
Okay.
It's not...
So, like giant cityscapes or a castle or something
yeah,
like
stuff
that.
Like that. Okay. So, the premise of the... And I've never actually played the RPG, but I always thought it sounded pretty cool. It wasn't its own standalone role-playing game. It was actually a setting for Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
So it was a setting that you could, you know, use this story.
And standalone means what?
Standalone means it's a game by itself with its own system. This was just a setting. You would still need Dungeons and Dragons to actually get all the rules. This was just kind of a setting to play in.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
The best way I can describe it, kind of in a nutshell, was it's so imagine the setup for Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm.
but basically the Fellowship fails and Sauron takes over the world. So nice. In the setting, the big bad guy has completely taken over the world, and so there's just all these little pocket resistances of
right.
of good guys and stuff. But the entire
sounds familiar.
World is basically run by this kind of evil
by this douchebag
evil group. So it was a pretty interesting story. It's very well done. It's totally more of a drama, really. Kind of different than what you think when you think of a fantasy movie. Couple of fights, but it's not, I wouldn't really call it an action movie. The fights are
Is
maybe
it
more realistic that way because they're pretty like short and brutal.
where is on the scale of Troll Hunter and Dungeons and Dragons the movie, where
It's
does this fall?
much, I would say, well, I don't know. If
I
it's,
mean, if Dungeons and Dragons was the worst and Troll Hunter was the best,
yeah, those are two really totally
okay,
different.
well, what would you put? Princess Bride, what would you put in
Yeah,
the
I don't know. It's definitely better than the first Dungeons and Dragons
okay,
movie.
but
The second
maybe
Dungeons
right
and
along the
Dragons
lines
movie
as the
was,
sci-fi produced
yeah,
Dungeons and
it
Dragons?
so it's very well done. It's beautiful. You know, the costumes are great, the set design is really nice, but it doesn't look like a theatrical release. It looks like a really well done made for TV
Okay,
movie.
okay.
And the characters are really, the few guys that they have, so it's all guys I've not seen before. So it's all kind of unknowns. The lead guy though, who's actually a bad guy, because it's kind of weird like that. Like, it's more set up from the point of view of this bad guy, and then there's a couple of kind of quote unquote good guys, but they're actually more kind of secondary characters. But there's actually a lot of stories going on, that it covers a lot of different viewpoints.
Okay.
But the lead bad guy is really good in it, and his kind of sidekick henchman guy, who's kind of the comic relief of the movie, he's really good too. But I checked them both out, and they've not either done much else. Nothing I've recognized.
All right.
But they were both really good. Couple of kind of downsides. The story's kind of, the wrap up is not that great.
A little thin.
Well, it sort of goes, and then like this thing happens, and you're not really sure what it was, and they kind of
They don't
explain
explain
it,
it.
but they don't really go into it a lot. And then a lot of characters just kind of don't get a wrap up to their story. And so I kind of looked into it, and actually what this was basically a pilot. They were going to try to get a series made out of this. This is supposed to be like the pilot movie for an actual TV series. So that might happen. I don't know where they're at on that,
Right.
but
It's
it
I'm
kind
gonna
of makes
guess that it's
sense.
probably thin to
Yeah,
none.
I don't know. Well, they've been kind of touting this movie for a while. Like
Yeah.
they've made a big deal
Well,
about
I
it.
definitely want to check it out.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot more. There's a lot more role playing to this story than you would have in most actual role playing games.
Yeah.
There's a lot more just you know, talking and intrigue and stuff like
You
that.
don't
And
jump straight to the fight.
yeah, there's not a whole lot of like, I'm just gonna kick in the door and kick
That's
his
for you,
ass.
Lee.
There's like a lot of backstabbing, you know,
Right.
because it's, you know,
Storytelling.
the whole world is, you know, it's basically run by this evil cult kind of
It
thing. And
slightly reminds me of this comic book. I don't remember what it was called. I think it was called The Empire or Empire. And I don't think it lasted very long, maybe just a year or so. And it was about a supervillain who conquered the world and ended up beating all the superheroes.
oh
And they had a utopian society because, well, I mean, it was a utopian society where everything you were done was dictated by a set of rules.
yeah
But and so the super villain got bored and started to be a superhero.
yeah
And it kind of reminds me of that, just vaguely, is all I was trying to say.
That's
I
cool.
think it was called Empire. I'm not 100% sure, but.
But so I recommend it. I really enjoyed it. I hope there a series comes out of it. Again, covers always lie. The preview for the movie shows, you know, Midnight Chronicles has got this huge dragon on the cover
No
breathing
dragon in
fire.
the
No dragon in the movie at all.
movie. You gotta love that.
There's a couple of creatures and you know, the grunt guys are orcs. They look really good. I think they look better than
Physical
as
makeup,
good or
not CGI.
physical makeup as good or better than the orcs in Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
A little more
that's
bestial
interesting.
looking, I think. And there's one guy that's an elf, and that guy is actually really good too. Like he played a really good elf. I think he did better as portraying an
Legolas.
elf. Yeah. He was better. He wasn't as badass as Legolas, but he was better at being more of
Did he
a,
raise the cockles of all the gay elves out
I don't
there?
know. He was the
Oh.
only one in there because basically the dwarves and the elves were hunted to extinction. There's only a few of them
Yeah,
left.
fuck them elves.
But
I like dwarves though. We can keep them.
he did just a really good job of seeming like almost sort of alien. Like he didn't really act human, you know. So he did,
Which an elf wouldn't.
yeah. He did a better
It's
job of
completely
playing.
different.
You know, he wasn't just a human with pointy ears. He was
Yeah,
actually
exactly.
kind of just sort of the inflection in his voice and some of the things he
Everything.
said. Yeah. So
That's kind
I
of
thought he
cool.
did a really good job. But just be warned up front, you know, it's a drama,
It's
a lot of
not your.
intrigue and stuff. And I thought all that stuff was really cool. But yeah, a few really quick kind of brutal fights. But you know,
But they didn't focus
nothing.
on the action, they actually focused on
Yeah,
the story.
it's all story, but it was good. Maybe if I had played the game, I maybe would have kind of understood the ending a little more, because it was kind of those things where the characters seemed to know what was going on, and so since they all
Maybe a
sort of
nod
understood
toward the
it,
geeks of that system.
yeah, maybe. But it's like, you know, it's like if you understand something, you don't explain it out loud. So
Right?
it maybe it was kind of something like that. I don't know, but it was good. I would probably give it, I don't know what I rated it, probably 3.5 to 4
Yeah,
stars maybe.
our scaling system is 1 to 5 stars. It's
Yeah.
just it's the same as
Yeah.
Netflix. So we got to be
I think I
consistent.
probably did a three. Three or nah, maybe a four. I can't remember. I remember being confused by the ending, but being I was happy that I watched it, so I'll leave it at that,
Sounds
I guess.
interesting. I think I definitely want to watch
Yep. That's all I have for Interbrainment. You have anything else?
it. No, but I definitely want to talk about this crazy Craigslist ad I found.
All right, you
It's
want to
not
do
on
that
our
now?
script, but we meant to add it and I forgot.
Oh,
But
you want to do it under interbrainments? Is it interbraining?
where are we going to do it under? What's going on, Scott? It's not my Craigslist ad. I didn't put it out there. About it's funny and entertaining.
Okay.
Entertainment. Craigslist ad. Sex.
Whoa.
Okay, so you ever surf Craigslist and look at the
Nope.
crazy ads right on their front page? They have a section that was the craziest shit they found on Craigslist.
I've never been on Craigslist because it weirds me out.
It is a weird site.
I've always just heard weird things
I
about
surf it a lot.
it. Yeah, but you've bought and sold stuff on there, right?
I have, and including my soul.
What'd you get for that?
Nickels. So there's this ad, and I'm just going to read it straight out as if you had stumbled across it on Craigslist. So it's called "Who's Willing to Submit to a Baby Borg?"
That's the headline or the
That's
title.
the title of the ad, and then it goes on to "Man, Man for Woman 19, West Haven." So,
What does that mean?
man, man for woman is it's going to be a group of men for one woman to pound her silly.
Okay.
19 is the
And
age.
that works.
I guess that's the category. If there is a woman out there who's like, I would like a group of guys to stick it in every hole and to just treat me poorly, and I want to make bad decisions, this is for me.
Nobody loved me when I
Yeah.
was a kid.
Yeah, I thought about being a stripper, but instead I'm just going to let a group of random guys from Craigslist fuck me in every hole.
Don't they know about the Craigslist killer?
That just adds to the excitement, baby. Okay, so here's the actual ad itself. And this was posted yesterday.
Oh,
And
so if you act soon, you may be able
yeah,
to
you
get in
might
on
be able to
this.
get in on this. It says, "We are a group of college men looking for a MILF for a blow bang. There will be approximately 15 large and in charge men who are looking to punish yet satisfy."
So that's secret code for we have tiny wieners and we
Yeah.
like to stand around and look at each
And they want to
other.
punch a chick in the face while they come on them.
That's weird.
We will be role playing as cybernetically enhanced babies in a top secret government nursery who has assimilated and joined together in a collective mind, i.e., the baby Borg. We will be wearing adult bibs and diapers along with other baby paraphernalia. The baby Borg's objective is to overthrow the tyranny of the evil nanny, the girl. And in parentheses, it says you, who refuses to give our snacks and forces the babies to eat healthy vegetables. That sounds like a rape is in order, I think. The baby Borg proceeds to collectively tie up the nanny and rape her mouth. As she struggles to escape the collective baby's shout, resistance is futile, and continue to become forcibly filleted. In the final scenes, the baby Borg will simultaneously orgasm onto her before she is brought back and cybernetically enhanced to join the Borg. This will be filmed and uploaded online and sold to many of the top porn sites as Baby Borg, Episode 1, Escape from the Nursery. Compensation will be discussed after the job is completed
Oh shit.
and will be determined on performance. So if you want to fucking get your bag of nickels, bitch, you better fucking forcibly fillet these 15 fucking dudes.
So how long do you think they sat around and tried to come up with a story idea before they landed on Baby Borg? Okay, I know exactly. That sounds like a compromise. There was one dude that really was not going to give up the Borg thing.
The
Like
Star Trek nerd, he was,
he had to have Borg in
dude,
there.
we gotta have fucking
Yeah.
Borgs.
And then there was some other guy on the other side of the room, and he will
You
not do
be the
it
guy with the
unless.
porn idea and the nursery and the baby. I'll be the Star Trek guy.
Oh,
You're pitching an idea.
okay.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Do you want me to
I
be the
am not
guy
an
who is coming
actor.
up with the idea?
Well, I'm sure they all got together, like, dude, I bet if we put it on Craigslist and filmed it, we could totally trick this chick
Are
into
you
having
talking about
sex
the
with
baby
us.
nursery thing?
Huh? Wait, which
Terrible
one are
actor.
you?
You're a terrible
I
actor.
am not an actor at all. But then Steve over here, he's
Right.
like,
I was going to play Steve, but that's
oh, okay, you
okay.
be Steve. All right.
All right. So are
We
we
gotta come
talking?
up with a story
We're
though.
talking about the nursery thing, right? The nursery?
No,
Or
no,
the
no.
chick and the
No.
babies?
Dude, that's a dumb idea.
What?
We should be Borg.
Borg? What are you talking about, Borg? I want to be
We should
nurseries.
be cyborgs.
What's a cyborg? I want there should
You
be a
don't know what a
hot
cyborg is? You're the
nurse.
horriblest nerd ever.
What? So you're talking
Cyborgs?
about cyborgs? Like, is this, I mean, they're, and she's a
We
cyborg?
should dress up like cyborgs, and we should
Was
dress her
she?
up like a Klingon. We should have sex with
Was,
her.
well, no Klingons. I want to be a baby. I'm a baby, and she can be a cyborg, I guess. Will she have a cybernetic mouth hole?
No,
What?
we are the Borg. Resistance is futile.
Oh,
Shut up with
that's
your
true.
baby.
Okay. That was terrible.
I was trying really
Yeah, you did all right, but we flipped it around and we kept changing
hard.
sides. It didn't work.
But that's definitely what happened.
Yeah,
One
that is
guy
definitely what
would
happened.
not get off the
There
Borg.
was
One guy
one
would
guy
not
who
give
was.
up the babies. He's like, dude, I can't come unless I'm dressed like a baby.
Yeah,
You just
exactly.
came
And
to get
I can't
hard.
come unless there's a fucking robot or a cyborg.
And they're like, fine, let's be babies and Borgs. Baby Borg.
Baby Borgs.
And the other guys were like, fuck, whatever, I don't
Fuck, I
care.
just want to jizz on a
Yeah,
fucking MILF's
I just
mouth.
want to trick this lady and have sex with us. And then we'll tell her we'll pay her after, and then we won't pay
Then we
her.
won't, and it'll be awesome. I'll donkey punch her.
Dude, that's the
That
worst payment plan ever.
is totally the worst payment plan.
We'll decide how much to pay you after you're totally done your thing.
After your perform, well, it's performance based, and that's not the first industry to be performance based payment.
I don't know.
Only if hookers were performance based. If
It's
you didn't
like,
have to pay them up front, but you totally went and got a hooker, you could totally not get arrested. If you went to Las Vegas, right, and where hookerism is legal in some parts, and
like communism?
yeah, and hipsterism, and so you approach the hooker, and you're like, all right, I want to rent you for the hour, and if there was no price negotiated at the front, until after, all you're paying for is that moment. It's like a tip. You could not be arrested for tipping a waitress. You could not be arrested for tipping a hooker. I
I
am
don't
going
know.
to take this to a court.
You test that out,
I
see
am going
how
to test this
it
out. I think that if you could get a hooker to shut her fucking mouth about the price beforehand and then paid her afterwards, you'd be in the clear.
When we're done, I'll pay you what I think it was worth.
Exactly. Tip. Tip-based industry. Game brains! Was that our Game
Game.
Brains intro?
What?
Or is that my drunken Game
good,
Brains?
Good, 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 good Game Brains.
All right.
White Puppa in the house.
White Puppa in the house. I have a friend whose rapper name, he's redheaded, is Irish Springs. And he is legit. That's not a joke. That's not like your White Pepper ironic joke. That is,
dude,
if he was to make rap.
I throw mad rhymes. Yo.
Okay, I'm looking for that. Okay, Game Brains. I have an article. It's called "What the Fuck Modern Warfare Moments." So everybody's played Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Nope.
Bullshit. You played it at my house.
Okay.
And
you got my ruse.
This is in celebration of Modern Warfare 3 being released this week on the 11th. And was it the 11th?
Yeah,
it was the 11th. And so this is, I guess, is what the fuck moments in Modern Warfare. And the first one is, and I'm not real familiar with, like, the previous games before Modern Warfare 2. So
Modern Warfare 1?
Yeah, well, there's, like, 1942 and all that shit. You know, there's been a bunch of them. All extensively long titles for the same game, basically. Similar to Battlefield.
Modern Warfare. Was Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Call of Duty is a game all to its own, which was took place in like World War II. And then there was Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which took place in the modern age, which modern combat.
Yeah.
And they all along they released other Call of Duty games, which were different somehow. There's Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yeah. Well, no. So it was like Call of Duty, and then it was like wasn't it like Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare?
And I think there's a Call of Duty like 1941
and then
or
they went
like that.
Call of Duty 5, and then they went Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
like it diverged.
It's a weird branching family tree.
Yeah, but then because Battlefield did the same thing because there was like Battlefield, Battlefield 2, Battlefield 3, Bad Company,
Battlefield 19,
and then,
fucking whatever.
Then there was Battlefield Bad Company 2,
yeah,
and then Battlefield 5.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, every game like splits into.
You just broke that shit down in
I think it was right this time
in an intelligible way that I could actually follow that made sense.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so number 11 is the nuke level. Apparently, in Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, the aftermath level, which that's the one that just came out, wasn't it?
No,
no, that was
Modern Warfare.
See, I'm confused.
3.
This is
it was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, and then the sequel.
That is really that hard
one,
to follow.
So that one game had two sequels, Call of Duty 5 and Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, well, this is Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfares, and right. this level is called Aftermath, and it made their jaws drop and gasp, "What the fuck?" After an action-packed level that forced the gamer to save a downed pilot. We took a sigh of relief as we boarded a helicopter and flew away from the gunfire and chaos in an unnamed city, but it was a little too late as a nuke tore through the city and the shockwave knocked your helicopter down, and it wasn't over at that point. You didn't die in a crash. You got to see the face of your killer, the critically injured player, you, limps away from the crash and soaks in the devastating beauty of the aftermath before collapsing and dying.
That's the end of the game.
That's the end of the game.
That's shitty.
Yeah, that's pretty. And people are like, what the fuck?
I just died. Yo.
Noob tube.
Noob
the
tube.
Invention of the noob tube. The noob tube is basically multiplayer action to where you get the machine gun that has the grenade launcher underneath. And they call it noob tube because noobs would run around and just blast everything with the fucking grenade, just killing what they could before they died. Just sporadically spraying grenades like a fucking frat boy at a orgy on his frat brothers. And the grenades being jizz.
Okay. Now your metaphor totally makes horrible.
Yeah, I left jizz out. But so players using the noob tube can generate one of the most furious what the fucks as a person can express, not requiring skill or accuracy. Thus the noob. The grenade launcher add-on for the assault rifles are perfect for a cheap and easy kill. As your online enemies take time to aim for your skull, noob tubers can place the crosshairs anywhere near the feet and fire away, likely killing the target. So people were
hey,
like,
"Hey, all's fair in love and war."
All's fair in love and
jizz. That's kind of the opposite of the grenade launcher in Halo.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the grenade launcher in Halo?
It's
kind
of like? Hard to use. Most people don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camper-friendly maps is the next thing. And I'll have to dispute this, because as a fucking sniper, that's the point of fucking camping.
So when you say sniper, you mean camper.
shut the fuck up. I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
I'm going to punch you in your camper face.
Call of Duty is a game. Well, of course, camping can be bad. Not necessarily bad on this map, but the Call of Duty maps are notoriously small. And the sniper rifles are notoriously overpowered. And a small map, large rifle, you can fucking pretty much take anybody out anywhere if you find the right vantage point. So I can see that as a complaint, but you know what? Make bigger fucking maps, you goddamn idiots. So,
who are you talking to? The players?
No, the developers.
Okay.
Call of Duty is a game that punishes noobs who try to run around firing like a madman, but even the skilled players can become easy targets in maps that have a heavier emphasis on long-range shootouts, sniping, and of course, camping. You'll scream, "What the fuck?" as you're dropped from a random sniper round, and the kill cam reveals the enemy has set up a tent way off in the distance. That's what a fucking sniper does. It's the definition of sniper. Even once the kill cam reveals your nemesis, perks and obvious tactics on moving into different sets of nearby foliage makes campers a pain, and the map that benefits them even more obnoxious. And I will put an argument out there that there really are no sniper maps on Call of Duty. Battlefield otherwise has ginormous maps, and I can get in a fucking couple spots and you will never find me, and I will drop you 15 times because I cover at least 4 spawn points.
That's Sun Tzu said that. He said cover at least 4 spawn points.
Very true. All right. Ghost Death. Number 8 is Ghost Death. The coolest that looking character scary. In Modern Warfare history met his demise. Oh, I read this wrong. It's Ghost Death, as in a person named Ghost is death.
Oh.
The coolest looking character in Modern Warfare history met his demise during Modern Warfare 2 plot twist. After carrying your injured character to the landing zone, his efforts are thanked not with a handshake, but with a point blank magnum round to his chest. To add insult to injury, Ghost is tossed into a ditch like a piece of litter and set on fire. But fear not, fans of Ghost. Simon Ghost Riley lives on in his very own 5-issue comic published by DC Comics back in 2010. I do remember that in the story mode of the game. I wasn't that attracted to the Ghost character, though, so you I didn't really notice. Think he
was sassy?
Yeah, I didn't think he was sassy. And I didn't think, you know, so when they threw him in a ditch, I was like, oh, good, less fucking people to be in my way as I shoot motherfuckers. Claymores.
So we get kicked out of the army?
No, we did not get kicked out of the army. These proximity explosives are the ultimate trap for a COD noobs. And as a Battlefield fan and as a Battlefield, like, I think it's better than Modern Warfare, I wish we had, as snipers, one of the options you can take is claymores. I wish we had that in Battlefield because you can get in a spot, and usually you're in a spot and you can cover, there's 4 zones in a spot, behind you, in front of you, side to side. Usually as a sniper in Battlefield, you can cover at least 3. Your backside is usually wide open. Someone's going to spawn behind you or come running up behind you in a way that you can't see them and knife you and take your dog tags. That's just part of the game. If you had a claymore, though, you could cover that backside, and as soon as it went off, go to another spot. That's what you did in COD. So I really like the claymores in COD. But a lot of people would be running around, and there'd be a dude laying in a bush, and a claymore would go off and kill them, and they'd be like, what the fuck? What the hell happened?
Just drop claymores everywhere.
Well, you only have like 3, but...
That's 3. That's awesome.
So, Russia owns America is number 6. Because the slaughter of Zakhaev International Airport, don't worry, it's on the list, Russia decides to open a massive cannon wall pass in the United States. This is in Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. You can't help but be awestruck as you first battle Russian invasion forces in the war-torn Virginia suburbs. As the war wages on in your own backyard, many gamers gasp as what the fuck as the combat goes to the nation's capital. The landscape of America's damaged monuments and destroyed capital buildings is a powerful backdrop as the gamers fight the Russians. Yeah, that is a pretty good moment in that game. I don't know what that means, so I'm skipping it. Cinematic and interactive endings. Modern Warfare single player keeps you on the edge of your couch as it doesn't let down for a single second when you reach the conclusion. COD4's final act has you helpless as your allies are killed around you. At the final moment, you slid a pistol and you're slid a pistol. Someone slides you a pistol and you have to make the few shots count in slow motion. Somehow Modern Warfare 2 outdid its predecessor in the respect. Injured, you trek through a dust storm in search of the main antagonist. When you finally take a swing with your knife, you're promptly served, and the very knife ends up in your chest. And you watch your teammates suffer a brutal and losing hand-to-hand encounter. You rip out the knife, ouch, and throw it at the villain's face. Heart racing and full of awesomeness, we expect big things from MW3. That is an awesome scene. Literally, you pull your knife, you're going to stab this motherfucker. He does some sort of kung fu move, spins it back in, puts it in your chest. And so then,
do you just die at the end of every game?
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. So you have this pig sticker sticking out of your chest, and you're watching all your buddies die. You get so pissed off, you rip that thing out of your chest and throw it right in the eyeball of the main bad guy. It's really pretty awesome.
I guess that at least teaches people that you're going to die if you try to do this stuff in real life.
Chopper Gunner. Killstreaks are amazing and rewarding competitive feature, but being on the receiving end of a chopper gunner in a level with a poor cover is the product of council's what the fuck. As the helicopter rains death onto the map, you're absolutely screwed if there isn't any cover enough to deflect the massive bullets. To top it off, this feature is a guilty of millions of frustrating spawn kills. Nothing says what the fuck like being killed after taking only two steps. It's true. The fucking chopper gunner, you flip open like this briefcase, and you're magically taking up into the air, and you see the whole fucking map, and it's infrared, so you see all these red dots running around, and there's no place to hide in any map. And that's so you cool. have to get like 25 kills in a row, though, to get that.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's hard for some people. It's definitely hard for me. Tactical nuke. Okay, maybe the chopper gunner's like 10 kills. Tactical nuke is like 24. That's number two. So a nuclear weapon is number two. As fun and or frustrating as the chopper gunner may be, it pales in comparison to Modern Warfare 2 tactical nuke. The killstreak was literally a game changer, seeing as its use would bring the match to a screeching halt. If you earn 25 kills in a row, or 24 if you're using a hardline perk, you are able to call in a nuclear strike, and somehow killing both team results in a win for your side.
Oh, so you just win?
You just fucking wipe out the map and you win.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of thermonuclear. What was the movie with the computer and the Beauty and the Beast kid?
The fuck are you talking about?
The 80s movie with the hacker who was the Beauty and the Beast voice. And the...
What Beauty and the... I don't know.
Think of the 80s movie with the hacker and thermonuclear war.
About War Games?
War Games.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, he went on... No, that was a different dude. Okay. That was Robbie Benson who went on to do the voice of Beauty and the Beast. And what's his name? Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
Didn't do Beauty and the Beast. Okay. I'm confusing two very similar looking white dudes.
Those crazy white people all look the same to me.
The Airport Massacre, which we've already mentioned in one. This is number one. And this is pretty fucked up. When I played this game, I remember thinking... Like, there's a lot of pressure for you to make the wrong decision in this section. After playing it and doing it a couple times, I went and read a cheat about it, a walkthrough. And you can do that entire map without taking a shot. And that's technically what you're supposed to do. Because you're undercover with Russian bad guys trying to find this nuke. And for some reason, they just decide to wipe out like 400 people. And there's a fucking kill count. And there's like 400 people in this airport, innocent people, Russian civilians in an airport. And you're just walking through. The first time I played it, some motherfucker pointed a gun at me and I just started laying people out. Hundreds of citizens just fucking laying them out. And then I literally felt guilty afterwards. I was like, I think I could have done that better.
Why are the Russian soldiers killing Russians?
They're not citizens? Russian soldiers. They're Russian terrorists trying to get a hold of a nuke. And you're undercover with these terrorists trying to.
Can you just kill the terrorists?
No, because then you lose your leads. But you can go through them and you can go through the map and not take a shot at any civilians. And they still trust you. Or you can just wipe out every fucking civilian sea and they really trust you.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, it really was a like it really was afterwards. I felt dirty. I felt like I shouldn't have done that. And it was a fucking video game.
It's because dude, these
video I still games, think about that.
Good video games totally evoke
immerse
an
you
emotional
into
response.
Yeah. And that scene, the first time I played it, I was like, I think I could have done that better. And then I did some research and I was like, yeah, you totally could have just followed the terrorist, not taking
Let
any
them kill
shot, let
everybody?
them kill everybody.
That's still not
But
cool.
you didn't kill anybody.
I guess.
You're undercover. You're saving people from a nuclear disaster. So 300 people die, you save 3 million.
The good of the many outweigh the needs of the
Yes,
few.
Spock, they do. Now go suck a cock.
Damn
Okay, so what else we have for game
it.
brains?
I want to talk real quick about a couple of Xbox Live Arcade games
Sure, go
that
right ahead.
it's kind of weird. So both of these games, I had seen previews for both of them, and they both released. I don't think they came out the exact same week, but they came out within a week of each other.
Now, you're talking about Orcs Must Die.
Orcs Must Die is one.
And what was the other one?
Dungeon Defenders.
Okay, on the list, I saw Dead Island. I was like, that's totally not a Xbox Live game. But
No,
okay,
it's
so I
not.
thought you had some sort of weird download that you were talking about.
No.
Okay, let's talk about Orcs Must Die, because I have heard a lot about
Yeah.
this.
So both of these games are sort of a hybrid of kind of tower defense games with sort of an action game. Orcs Must Die is a single player game, and then Dungeon Defenders, I think you can play I know you can play at least four, and I think it might actually go up to eight. So I downloaded the demo for both of them,
Right.
played through it. I'd actually really been looking forward to Dungeon Defenders. The trailers look really fun. There's like a
I've
few
heard a
different,
lot of stuff about it.
yeah, there's a few different classes you can choose from. The graphics are kind of
Good.
cool, sort of cartoony and stuff.
Right.
But I played through so the demo for that is more of a tutorial, and it was okay, but it was like really, it's a very, very tactical game.
Yeah.
I can see where if you make one mistake, you might just blow the whole match, because you have very limited resources. And if you so basically the premise, you have this crystal in the middle of the map,
Right.
and it's got a certain amount of hit points basically, and there's doors on the edges of the map, and they'll open up and spawn waves of enemies. They basically try to make their way to the
It's
crystal and
a
damage it.
defender. It's a
Yeah, it's
castle
tower
defender,
defense.
tower defender
And
game.
you have all these different defensive fortifications that you can put up, and then so there's basically kind of a build phase where you can go around and construct all these different little like barriers and little like things that attack.
Right.
And then when the waves come, then
Defenses
you
and offensive tactics.
yeah and then when the waves come, you can actually you run your character through the thing,
Hacking
and
and slashing.
yeah, attacking them with your actual character. Orcs Must Die is very similar. There's a level, and it's also cartoony, but sort of in a different style.
Right.
It's kind of more exaggerated, kind of funny looking. It's more kind of over
Does
the
it have a
top.
humor aspect to it?
Yeah, it's very kind of funny, and sort
Kid
of kind of
friendly or
over the top.
just
No, it's very
okay.
bloody.
Okay.
And so in this game, basically there's sort of a you have a layout, and there's basically one end and then another end, and just hordes of orcs will come through, and they're basically just trying to get through your defensive. So you have all these little different traps that you can
Set up.
set up, and then basically the same thing. When they spawn, then you have a huge big sword that you can attack with, and this like this big giant crossbow that you can shoot them with.
The big sword is good for crowds,
Yeah,
like the fucking other
exactly.
zombie game.
Yeah. So of the two, I actually had a lot more fun with Orcs Must Die. But again, it's single player, and there's not that like
Right.
community aspect that you could have. And you also just have the one character that has the one set of abilities, and you don't have Because it looks feels like in Dungeon Defender, you know, you choose your class and then you can kind of level them up and gain more things as you go.
Yeah.
So it Dungeon Defenders might be better in the long run, but Orcs Must Die was definitely more fun in the demo.
More fun.
Dungeon Defenders seems way more tactical, where you really needed to plan and set up all your defense, especially if you're playing by yourself, because there's no way you can cover all the doors at once.
Right.
So you need to make sure you have traps laid out to kind of slow things down. Orcs Must Die seemed way more action oriented. Basically, the traps were there to sort of slow down and soften up the orcs, and then you pretty much did most of the killing. There was cool stuff in Orcs Must Die. There's like a tar trap. Like you throw down this like big square of like sticky tar,
That's kind of
and
cool.
then you could also get an arrow wall and set it in the same spot. And so then they're running through, and then they kind of slog
The
through
arrows
the
take them
stuff as
out.
the arrows are like soften them up, and
Slows
then
them down.
you can get like headshots and like several limbs and stuff. So it as far as the demos go, Orcs Must Die was much more action oriented, and much I had a lot more fun with it. Dungeon Defenders was felt kind of slow. Like the match like actually took a long time, which is kind of cool, I guess, for a demo, but the whole demo was just the tutorial sort of teaching you everything. And
Right.
that may be why, because you know it would like teach you this one aspect of the game, and then it would like go through a whole round, and then it would like bring up this next aspect of the game, and it would just spawn like one monster and you have to go kill that, and then it would go to the next aspect of the game. It was like slowly teaching you everything, but I don't know if
There
I
was a
just have
bigger
a
learning curve.
maybe I just may have a horrible attention span, I don't know.
No,
But
you have a much better attention span than I do.
now, you know, fortunately on the demo you can't play multiplayer, so I think Dungeon Defenders, if you had like three friends that wanted to get it, it would
Right.
probably be a pretty fun game. It's because, you know, you guys could plan together and sort of team up and
I bet
stuff
you
like
could
that.
totally
So
come up with three friends.
I don't know. You're really the only person I talk to.
Bullshit.
So both demos are out for download. But so I don't know really if I'm going to buy either one at the moment, just because I have so many Xbox Live games right now I need to
You
play.
have more Xbox Live games than I know of anybody.
I have more Xbox Live games than I have actual Xbox games, which sucks. But definitely Orcs Must Die seem like the much more fun one. But I would say if you're interested in a hybrid tower defense action game, try them both out and see
This
which
is
one
the
you
way to
like.
go.
Yeah. The other game I played this week, last weekend, I rented Dead Island. I know it's been out for a little while,
Yeah,
but
I'm interested in that game. I hear it's one of the first different and really good zombie games.
I yeah. It is a bit different, I guess, than like Dead Rising or Left 4 Dead. It's the only way I could really think to describe it, is it's basically Borderlands set in a zombie setting
On an island.
on an island. So it's not it I mean okay it is like a first person shooter kind of game, but it's got those role playing aspects like Borderlands has.
Right.
There's four different characters to choose from, and each of them has three different skill trees as
Oh,
you
that's
level
cool. I
up.
didn't know that about that
Yeah, I
game.
didn't know it either until I was reading an article on it, because I thought it was more of a Left 4 Dead kind of
Yeah.
game. But yeah, no,
With some sort of twist.
it's totally sort of a action RPG first person shooter. It's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Well, that's
It's
cool. I know my little brother Gage has it and he likes it.
oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I might just steal it from him then instead of renting it again. I want to play some more. So I picked there's a one of the characters is a rapper, and
Of
he
course.
ends up he was on the island doing a show when the outbreak comes.
What was your rapper name again?
My rapper name?
No, the one we came up with tonight.
My rapper name's White Pepper,
White Pepper.
but his name is Sam B.
Just...
But he was doing a show there when all this stuff happened. And he is the blunt weapon expert. And so I was like, oh, that might be
At least he's
cool.
not the 9 millimeter
Yeah.
Glock
So
expert.
basically there from the character selection screen, it looks like there's one character that's a blunt weapon expert, one character that's a bladed weapon expert,
That's kind of cool.
one character that's a thrown expert, And then one
throwing,
character, yeah.
Not a throne, as in like, this is Queen Victoria's throne from the early 19th. Okay. Yeah,
throne.
Throne.
Throne weapons.
Throne.
And then one character that's a firearms expert. And I almost went to firearms, but...
That seems too, like, on the nose.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just because I'm playing through as the blunt expert, but so far, like... 75% at least of the weapons I found are all blunt weapons.
Yeah.
I found no thrown weapons. I found zero firearms.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not super far into it.
Each choice that you make, you find more of those weapons.
Well, most of the stuff you just scavenge. And so a lot of stuff
makes different for each class that you pick?
I don't know. But even like the people that have little shops set up,
right?
So far, none of them are selling anything like that. But a lot of the stuff
I think could be different for each class you pick.
Well, because, like, you'll find a lot of ores
right.
to use.
I think
like
you're fine
that.
In those because of the class.
Well, I think I'm fine because it's on an island and there's boats everywhere.
That's a very logical argument.
Now, you can throw anything, so I don't know if...
Babies?
Yeah, totally throw babies. I don't know if the guy that's the quote-unquote thrown expert, if I don't know if there's a specific class of weapons that are thrown weapons... Or if he just gets abilities for any weapon.
Okay.
Because you can throw anything. So what's pretty cool is like you know you can smack in a zombie with an oar, and then some dude starts running. You can just chuck the oar at him and knock him down. I actually use my fists a lot with the guy I'm playing. But
yeah, I read somewhere that's not your typical zombie game. As if you get bitten, you're infected.
Well,
they're survivors because they're either immune or the zombies aren't infectious.
The four people that you have to choose from are somehow immune, so they don't even call them zombies; they call them infected.
Right.
And the four people that you have to choose from are somehow immune to the infection.
Yeah, I had read that somewhere.
And so that's why they're like the ones that everyone are kind of counting on.
Right.
But there's a lot of other survivors and stuff, and those are the people that you're trying to help. So it's
the story. So even if you're attacked and bitten, you're not going to turn.
Right, and they don't even really like bite; they more like claw and
mangle.
A bunch of them carry weapons and stuff. It's almost I think it may almost
be more
be,
like a Resident Evil zombie.
It's more like 28 Days Later kind of thing,
right?
Because there's a lot of them that are fast. Like there's chicks that'll just like see you and. Scream just come running at you
right.
and you just throw a rock at their head. It's awesome.
Sounds cool.
What I really like is so the whole zombie system, so it's got like ragdoll physics. So it's got like ragdoll physics and you can actually kind of target limbs and stuff on the zombies.
Cool.
Like there's
like a VAT system in Fallout?
Well, not that specific. Stop? Like you can't do anything like that, but like there's a sort of mini boss type of zombie called a thug. It's like a big beach bodybuilder guy mm-hmm. who's now like a zombie.
Yeah, and you're the 99 pound weakling.
No way, dude. I'm an awesome rapper from the streets. But so they've got this attack where they'll just lunge and hit you, and it actually knocks you back and on your back, and you have an animation where you're getting up. So if there's other zombies around, they will totally dogpile you if that happens.
Right.
So what you kind of have to do is you have to. He's really slow, though. You have to. What I figured out is you have to kind of skirt around to the side and break his arms, and then you can come
awesome.
In and get him. But yeah, you can totally break his arm, and it'll say break or whatever, and then his arm
there.
Will just flop around.
That's pretty awesome.
But you can like knock him over and kick him and stuff. And I've actually found the best thing to do is especially if you're just fighting like one zombie at a time, kick him. Over and then just break their legs with your oar or whatever.
That's vicious. That is surprisingly vicious for you.
I know, but it works. Because once you break their legs.
I love the lines that you draw in your mind. I love the areas that you won't go to and then the other areas that you do go to
but,
in your own mind.
Yeah, but
like you wouldn't watch a horror movie where they were breaking people's legs.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, but you will totally break a zombie's fucking legs and take it out.
Well, yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. That's pretty awesome, though. I mean,
but it's pretty fun. The story
you compartmentalize.
Yeah.
That's like total like Asperger fucking syndrome. You can take that shit and just break it down into logical reasons why I have to totally decapitate you and then skull fuck you because it makes sense.
Wait. Now you're just being gross.
Yeah, but if there was a situation, you could totally compartmentalize it, rationalize it, and then do it.
All right, but story's really actually surprisingly good.
How's the graphics?
Pretty good,
on par with
actually. The scenery's beautiful. You're on this tropical island resort.
Anything you can compare it to, like recently?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not off the top of my head,
Okay, that's
really.
fine.
But
I hear the graphics are good. That's
yeah,
really good.
it looks
That's why
really
I'm
good.
asking.
So if you thought it was just kind of a zombie shooter like Dead Rising or Left 4
Not a
Dead,
shooter at
because
all.
I well, I guess if once you find a gun, maybe it will be, but it's
I
much
hear
more.
I hear from other reviews that guns are limited, ammo is very limited, even
Yeah.
if you choose the shooter, and that the way to go is the hand to hand or
Yep.
whatever, the blunt.
So, but yeah, so it's got a good story. It's got cool RPG elements. So, if
Rocket
you,
propelled grenade elements?
yeah, man, that'd be awesome. But yeah, if you pass it over like I did, I would definitely recommend renting
No,
it,
that
giving
I
it a
didn't pass
shot.
it over. That
I
game
did. I saw the
fell
trailer
into the
for it.
category of I can't afford.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
But I saw the, well, have you seen the, did you ever see the trailer
I
for
thought
it?
that trailer was good, that
The
big
trailer's,
emotional
yeah, but
trailer.
the trailer's like weird. It has nothing at all to do with the
It's
game.
all but it's artsy. It's all
Yeah.
backwards and it tells the story
But
backwards and
it doesn't tell you what the
no,
game's about.
but it piqued
So,
my
I
interest.
mean, I just assumed it was another zombie shooter, but it's actually way cooler than that.
Okay,
So,
well that's cool. Very good review.
all right. So,
I
that's all I
like
got for
that.
Game Brains. Got anything else?
No.
Cool. So, Scott,
What?
are you ready for the ultimate quiz?
No.
All right,
All
good, because I don't have an ultimate
right,
quiz.
we're wrapping it up. Let's oh,
But
wait, no.
I do have a quote
A
quiz.
quote quiz. Okay,
Yes.
I do fancy myself someone who would know this kind of nonsense.
All right, so these are all quizzes, or these are all quizzes. These are all quotes.
Dude, there are a bunch of pages there.
This is a quiz about quotes from 80s movies.
Okay.
Or in that, somewhere around there.
Should we lay down some sort of bet on how well I'm going to do, like 50%, 40%, 60%?
I think you will probably actually do pretty good
I think I'll get,
on
I
this.
mean, if we were to actually add this up, 70 passing grade. I would 75, 83%.
I think you will definitely, I think you will definitely pass this, but you may surprise me.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Here's
I
question
just
number
watched
one.
Valley Girl today, yesterday on TV. That is a very popular 80s movie.
All right, good job. Question, quote number one. All right, finish this quote.
Valley Girl.
No,
The
finish this quote. You remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the power. What power?
that would be Labyrinth.
You're supposed to, what's the
The Labyrinth.
finish the quote though?
Oh, fuck the finish the quote. I'm gonna name the movie.
You don't have to name the movie.
You remind me of the babe with the power. Sting is trying to have sex with a baby. I don't remember what the I don't
Oh
remember the
man.
exact quote, but I know the movie. That's got to
It
count for something. It's a great movie, Jennifer Connelly. We
is.
mentioned Jennifer Connelly last show.
We did.
And that was pre-giant boobs.
It was. What power? The power of voodoo.
I knew that. Power of
You
voodoo.
should have known that.
I knew that. I have that on fucking Blu-ray.
All right. Okay, in 1986, Howard the Duck
Okay.
was the first theatrical release ever starring a Marvel character.
Is this a true or false?
No, this is true. All right. In
Okay, I didn't thought that was the question. I was like, you
no.
just told me
Sorry.
the answer.
No, these are all quotes. I think
Okay.
that's great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Howard is actually an alien from a planet inhabited by ducks. He's transported to Earth and develops a relationship with Beverly Switzer, who is played by the very hot Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson reminds me of my high school girlfriend every time I see her in a movie.
Whatever.
It she does. It's just I don't know if her mannerisms or what. Something reminds me.
All right. So early in the movie, Beverly asks Howard if he has some place to go. And Howard says, "Hey, if I had somewhere to go, I certainly wouldn't be in."
This predicament? I don't remember that.
That's not even a very good quote. The
Howard the Duck is like your
quote
neck of the
is,
woods.
"Hey, if I had somewhere to go, I certainly wouldn't be in Cleveland."
Oh. I
It's not
should have
really that.
known that it was a pot shot at Cleveland.
Yeah.
Everybody takes pot shots
It's
at
not even that.
Cleveland.
I wouldn't even call it really a quote of the movie, though. That's something
It's
he
not a real
said.
memorable quote.
Yeah. All
Maybe
right.
the writer was like, this will be the fucking funniest line of the movie, and then was like, oh, not really.
It may be funny. I don't even remember him saying that. Okay.
Well, if I could be any place and I was in Cleveland, I would definitely think to be somewhere else. So I could see that.
Okay. In the 1989 sequel to everyone's favorite time travel comedic adventure, Marty McFly finds himself in the futuristic retro diner,
Yes.
Cafe 80s. He is excited to see that they have a stand-up version of Wild Gunman, which was never actually an arcade game, but was just a home console game. Anyway, when some future kids question how they play the game, Marty jumps at the opportunity to impress them with his crack shot. What is their combined reaction to his attempt to show off? The quote is, "You mean you have to use your hands?" Blank.
You mean you have to use your hands? What the frack is that about? Something about you don't even use your brain or something like that? Like it doesn't read your brain waves or something?
The quote is, "You mean you have to use your hands? That's a baby's toy."
Yes. Yeah.
You are off for
I
three.
am one for three. I got the first one.
You did.
I count the first one because I knew the movie.
Don't know about
Damn
that.
it.
All right. Here's
I'm
the
going to start
here. Here's the question.
Googling
It's a very short question.
this shit.
Conan.
Yeah, these are very, you said these are short, this, but these are very in-depth questions.
This one's short.
And I'm drunk.
That's true. This one's very short. Conan, what is the best in life?
The to see the lemon, to see your enemies squashed and the lamination of their women and something about rape.
You got the lamentation of their women. To crush your enemies, see
Yeah,
them driven before you,
that's the
and to
same thing
hear
as
the
squashed.
lamentation. I'll give you that one. That's pretty close. All right.
When I was in the army, in the infantry, in I would say 94 through 97, that was like you had to know that quote or you were getting beat up. I mean, that was like the guys trying to be big and tough. That was their go-to thing.
All
Sorry, I was
right.
just remembering that.
In The Princess Bride, the dread pirate Robert is forced to match wits with Prince Humperdinck's lisping henchman Vizzini. After utilizing his dizzying logic, Vizzini believes that our hero has fallen prey to the second most classical blunder in history. What is
Is
his
it
mistake?
it's something about is it matching wits with a Sicilian? Or no, matching wits with a Sicilian in a life or death situation?
You
Is
got
that
the gist of
Yeah, I'm
it.
not going to know the
That's not a
quote.
quote. Never go against a Sicilian when death is on the
Yeah,
line.
exactly. That's what I
I'll give you
meant.
that one. That's
Okay,
pretty
thank
good.
you. I know it's stretch, but that's what I meant.
All right.
I
Ghostbusters.
definitely wasn't going to do the lisp.
The first is never get involved in a land war in either.
That's not a bad impression.
All right, Ghostbusters was a treasure trove of knowledge concerning the
Cats and
paranormal.
dogs doing it.
Yeah, I would have gone with that one, but
Oh.
that is a good one. What? Okay, this is a quote from Winston, shared by Winston with Ray, with Dr. Ray, but whatever, Ray. Okay, Ray, when someone asks you if you are a god.
You say yes.
That's correct.
What's the actual quote?
That is the actual
Oh,
quote.
you
When
say
someone
yes?
asks you if you're a god,
I'm
you
glad
say
you had a
yes.
simple one in there.
Okay. Okay. This one is, what movie is this from?
See, I would be much better at that.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the
The
horns.
Breakfast Club. That's
Yeah,
a fucking
that's right.
classic. I'd be able to, you see, I would knock this shit out of the park if it was named this movie.
Right. According to Ferris Bueller, what is the key to faking out your parents?
Ooh. Conviction? No, let me get something else.
This one's kind of tough because it's not really a direct quote.
It's kind of a word, isn't it? Just, I don't know.
Well, like it's actually, it's a quote, but it's not really, I wouldn't list it as a, in under quotes of the movie.
Boy, I'm going to lose cred on this.
Although
Chad,
someone, if someone probably, if someone said this quote, you'd know what movie
yeah.
it's from.
Did you set this up so that you would knock me down on some cred, on some nerd cred?
No. If I had read this ahead of time, maybe we could
have. If we'd done some show research.
Well, maybe we could, maybe I could have just read you the quotes. And then you
I'm not going to know the quote, but I will know it after you say it. I guarantee it.
The key to faking out your parents is clammy hands.
Oh, no
shit. You
fake
a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over moaning and wailing, you lick your palms.
Yeah, because so I've actually used that.
Nobody can get away with that ever since the movie came out.
Well, my parents never saw that movie. It didn't have anything to do with Jesus, so they didn't see it.
Oh, jeez. All right. The Monster Squad.
Oh, I love that movie.
A group of preteens who idolize monsters in classic horror films. So when they come into possession of a diary of the legendary vampire Abraham Van Helsing, they are forced to use their knowledge of the creatures in order to defeat them. What interesting fact does the squad learn about the Wolfman while they are doing battle?
The Wolfman has nards. I bought that.
That is correct.
I bought that on Blu-ray. Is it Blu-ray or DVD? But I bought it, and my boys love it. I think that movie's generational. I mean, if you see that at a certain age, that's going to be one of your favorite movies for life.
That movie is awesome.
Yeah. No need to remake it.
No,
there's no need to remake it.
They need to stop that shit right now.
Sequel, as adults, I'm in. But
ooh,
remake, no.
Monster Squad.
It's like a legendary Goonies sequel.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
All right, so this, I'm going to have to read this word for word because it's very specific.
Okay.
All right. So, I wanted weird science to be true so badly when I was a kid. My brother and I were convinced that if we could combine finding out where in the world Carmen Sandiego was with cutting out pictures from the JCPenney catalog lingerie section and taping them to my dad's monitor while wearing bras on our heads, we could create our very own Lisa. I now realize our mistake was the same one that Gary and Wyatt made while trying to create a second perfect woman. What was that mistake?
Oh. Was it the Barbie doll?
What's the quote?
I don't remember.
We forgot to hook up the doll.
Yes, but see, I knew that.
I'll give you that one, too.
No, you don't have to give me the full point, but
all right.
Nerds, don't judge me.
Were you keeping score?
No.
I wasn't.
I'm like, if we were going by like actual score, I'm like 1 for 6 or something.
I think you got a couple of them right.
I've got a couple of generalities.
You totally got the Ghostbuster one.
And the monster. And the monster squad.
And the monster squad one. That's at least two.
That was a tough quiz.
Yeah. I totally aced it.
Fuck you.
I forgot to say this the first time we did the quiz, and then I did say it the second time we did the quiz, but then I had to cut that due to sound. So those quizzes come from Jinx.com.
Very nice.
So if you want to take some awesome nerd quizzes, you should totally check out Jinx.com. What's going on, Scott?
Crypto news, Chad.
Whoa!
And I guess this first article is not really crypto news. It's more like invasive species news. Which means, you know, Python.
Like the snakehead fish?
Yes, very much like the snakehead fish. But this has to actually do with the actual snakes.
Oh.
Not a fish with a head of a snake. A python.
I don't think that's what that is.
Well, that's totally where the name comes from. It looks like it's got a snakehead.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It's called the snakehead fish.
Yeah.
Why else would they call it that?
Good point.
I don't know.
It's
not called the Frank Sinatra head fish.
That would be cool if it
that
was.
That would be an awesome fish. All right.
It's like a fish with a little fedora.
It'd be fucking awesome. And like a cigarette and
this
a fin holding
the
cup.
This fish has a strange growth on its head. It looks just like a fedora. And this little angler thing that pops out of his mouth.
He totally peer pressures other fish into smoking with his angler.
All right, ball python.
Not a ball. I don't know if it's a ball python. No, it's a. As a matter of fact, it's not a ball python. It's a Burmese python. I don't know if our audience or you know that Florida has been invaded by pythons. People are buying them as pets and then dumping them in the Everglades. And or
that's the dumbest thing you could do.
If you believe in global warming or whatever you stand on that, they may be coming north because of the temperature change.
But south of Florida is just water.
Well, in the Everglades. Yeah, the fucking Burmese pythons live in water.
Oh, that's scary.
Not like your toilet water, Chad.
Like sea pythons?
No, like...
So they're sea serpents?
They might be sea serpents, I don't know. They are very comfortable in water, though. But recently, there have been reports of some very large pythons in the Everglades, which is kind of scary because it's in a place to where it never was belonged, but it is a place to where there's no natural predators. And it is an ideal environment, and they're breeding like son of bitches.
See, that's what happens when you go shuffling shit around.
Yeah.
Put stuff where it ain't supposed to be.
Yep. So what we need to do is get some mongooses in there, and then to get rid of the mongooses.
Orangutans.
Orangutans to get rid of the mongooses, and then the orangutans, we need to get rid of some gorillas. And then the gorillas, we need to
get ball pythons.
Get ball pythons.
The natural predator of all gorillas.
But this Burmese python was 16 feet long, and when it was caught in the wild, the reason why they were able to catch it, I mean, it wasn't like it was real sneaky anyway, but it was when it was just eaten. And when they had just eaten...
What did it eat?
When it had just eaten, they're horrible. Real lethargic. Well, no, it's not horrible. It had just eaten a... Well, it had captured and killed, and the autopsy had shown that it had just eaten a full-grown deer.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, it's a big deer.
Full-grown deer?
Well, it says...
It's like bigger than a person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point. They're saying these pythons are getting big enough that they're swallowing 200-pound deers. They're going to get people.
How can you even get its mouth around that?
Dude, it's a python. It's what they do, man.
Holy shit.
It's the biggest one that has been caught in the wild. They think there's bigger ones out there. There's some really awesome... Well, it was a doe. It was a full-grown doe, so it didn't have its horns yet. But a fucking snake would swallow that shit and then poop it out.
Deer.
Yeah, a doe, a female deer. I was trying to think of the rest of it, but I couldn't. The snake was
I'll
just...
sing that song. All kinds.
Go on, then.
I'll rap it.
I called your bluff, didn't I?
Shit. I could sing it, but I don't want to now.
I don't want to now. It's totally uncool.
No, it's not.
At this moment, if it was spontaneous, I totally uncool. Would have been into it.
Well, it's probably not cool, but I'm also a horrible singer.
Okay, so this snake was discovered by workers from South Florida Water Management District who are removing non-native plants from a tree island.
They pull it out of a toilet?
I hope not. The world's largest captive snake is 25 foot long, and it is named Medusa and lives in Kansas City, ironically.
Holy dumps.
Yeah, that shit's going to get out and live in our fucking mine holes.
25 feet. That could reach down here.
This snake is called Big Bertha, which we have a Big Bertha around here, don't we? It's a big crane thing, right?
It's a big crane.
Or was that my sixth grade teacher with the giant ass? I can't remember.
Oh, dude.
That was Mr. Robidez's. I had a theory that she sneezed and farted at the same time at recess and inhaled two children into her butt cheeks. I came up with that theory in the sixth grade and have been professing it ever since. Because I would imagine that if you sneezed and farted at the same time, there would be some sort of anti-suction that would happen and...
Doesn't make any sense.
It was a sixth grade
because
theory.
Those are two external outward
forces. Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. One would force the other one to suck and absorb very violently two children into the butt cheeks where they would be stored in a giant fashion. Not dead.
Like a chipmunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Not dead. Maybe in some sort of hibernation
or
an ass monk. Definitely an ass monk. Rezips had a giant ass, and she didn't like me much.
You should stop saying that.
I think she's dead now.
Oh, I'm still cutting that out.
What? You cannot cut that. That is funny.
Okay, I'll edit it.
You cannot edit it. That's funny.
Totally. I'm not leaving her name, and that's rude.
She's dead.
That's still rude.
It is not rude. It is
all
the
her
truth.
Descendants.
There's not very many of them in Galena. All right. It took 132 hours for the snake to fully digest the deer.
Sounds like that chili I ate last week.
Which doesn't make sense because they cut the deer open and took they cut the snake open and took the deer out.
Well, maybe they put it back.
Let's see how long it takes to digest in this dead deer, or in this dead python. Anyway, it was pretty cool. So it's a big deer. I'll post pictures of it, or a big python. I'll post pictures of it. It's a pretty big deer too.
What I'm imagining is just like a little python head, and then like the shape of a deer, and then like a little python.
So you're
tail.
Totally imagining like. Like something from a Saturday or Sunday morning newspaper drawing.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to say that.
Canada's Loch Ness Monster caught on tape. A possible sighting of Canada's version of the Loch Ness Monster at a lake in British Columbia has stirred up the legend of the sea creature long rumored to reside there.
Ogo Pogo.
A man visiting British Columbia's lake. That is some weird Canadian word. Okanagan. Okanagan.
Okay.
Okanagan. Claims he filmed a video of what could only be of the elusive monster or a wave. Known to locals as Ogopogo.
Ogopogo.
The 30-second video shows two long ripples in the water. It is seemingly deserted area of the lake. If it was not going with the waves, Richard Holes says, who captured the scene on camera during a visit to the local winery, he was fucking drunk. It's not a wave, obviously, just a darker color. The size and the fact that they were not parallel with the waves made me think it was something else. So we will post this video on our website, but apparently Ogopogo is in the lake in Canada. Ogopogo is most commonly described as a 40 to 50 foot long sea serpent. There have been reportedly thousands of sightings of the monsters through the years, including a marathon swimmer in 2000 who claimed he saw two large creatures in Ogopogo's likeness swimming with him at times. That would scare the piss out of me.
I would shit my pants.
I think I probably would have just died in the water just of fright.
Why are you swimming in a lake anyway,
yeah.
Crazy person? Yeah. You have a
black water is not meant to be swam in.
Go to the gym and
go
swim
to
in
the
their
gym,
pool.
Swim in a pool or the ocean in 5 foot water.
Oh, I don't.
Well, I can as long as I can see some distance around me, I'm all right. But
the ocean is full of things trying to kill you.
They actually say when I lived in Hawaii, they actually say if you knew what was swimming within arm's length of you while in the ocean surrounding the islands, you wouldn't swim in the ocean.
Yeah, that's why I don't swim in the ocean.
All right, so we'll post this video, and you guys can be a judge for yourself. It looks like ripples in the water to me.
Yeah,
something big causes ripples. I mean, it is definitely something big, because you can see a dock in the picture, and it just the ripples and the parallelness of the ripples and the gap in between the ripples just dwarf this fucking dock.
See, a lot of times, well, I don't know. I have to look at it. But a lot of times, it's like two wakes. Or a wake going across from the waves, and then they hit, and they make a weird pattern.
Yeah, that is one of the theories. That's for sure one of the theories. So let's wrap this bitch up, because I'm drunk, and I'm ready to piss.
All righty.
Oh, I guess that's
as good of reason as any.
I guess that's my cue. Thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can find links to all the stuff we talk about, as well as... Wait. We should change that, because I have not, as always, posted this stuff. That should be, say, sporadically, you can find links to all the stuff that we talk about, as well as other stuff we write on our blogs at theagreeablebrains.blogspot.com. I should say that all this stuff we've talked about where I have not produced in show notes, I do have saved. And once I have sufficient internets, I will put this out.
Once you get the tubes hooked up to your
house. When I get the tubes channeled to my house, all will be good.
Awesome. Well, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach us via email using theagreeablebrains@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Please find us on Facebook. Like our page to get updates about the show as well as extra stuff we don't have time to get to.
And if you don't think the show sucks, please let us know by leaving a review on the iTunes.
This is our 6-month show. We've been doing the show once a week for 6 months. That equals, what, 24 shows?
Yes, it totally does.
That actually equals, scientifically, an ass ton of shows.
That is 23 more shows than I thought we would do.
Exactly. And we do want your likes on our Facebook page. So if you already liked our page and you're a loyal listener, please get us out there. Tell somebody that you know doesn't listen to the show that might be a fan of podcasts. And have them or yourself go to our iTunes page and give us any review. It could be a bad review. We don't care. Any review actually helps us on iTunes, correct?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think the actual review, you can fucking
Here's what you do. Go to your mom's house. Get on her computer.
Yeah.
Get on iTunes. Set Agreeable Brains just to download automatically.
She ain't going to notice that shit.
She don't know.
Grandparents, aunts, uncles, they ain't going to notice that shit.
Go around, go to work tomorrow, get on every computer,
every work
install
computer,
iTunes,
everyone,
and set our show to download automatically once a week.
This is your mission this week. Go forth and...
You are our street team.
And deploy the Agreeable Brains. All right, Chad.
That'd be horrible.
Hey, we could really get some damage done if we did that shit to the computers at work. We're talking like 3,000 computers on a goddamn network.
Yeah, we'd get fired.
We would totally get fired. But
all right, man.
All right, Chad.
Thank you for coming over. That was fun.
No problem. It was a good show. Happy 6-month anniversary.
Anniversary to you.
Are we going to make out after this?
I'm tired.
Okay. I'm drunk and I got to pee. Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me, Chad.
All right, man. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Laters. Take us out, Sam B.
Scared. Yeah. Things that go bump in the night. Me. Sam B. Shrunken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut them up, butcher style, gators in the swamp. Red light, leave them dead, running like a track meet. Scared of nobody, what your motherfuckers want? Believe me when I tell them I'm a boogeyman beast. Leave them slashed from their head to their feet. Pin pricks to the chest of a bitch well fed, cooking meat cannibal trying to eat. I got a zombie army and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Sam B to Papa Shango, I'm Baron Samedi. Handful of fingertips, toss them up like confetti. Stable of corpse bitches, I'm a pimp of the dead. Come fuck with a zombie, I put a stake in your head. Look, you want ghouls, I got fucking platoon. Maybe everybody dies, I'm see your ass real soon. Crack bones to the marrow, hot sauce and they suck it. Now my juju ain't nothing to fuck with. Sam B. I got a zombie army and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Cut your head off, you leave your motherfuckers dead. I got a zombie army, Sam, and you can't harm me. Bitch, drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Sam B got the thing that go bump in the night. Who do you voodoo, bitch? Hide your keys, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you voodoo, bitch?
Oh, baby, that's cool. You don't have to turn your shit down for me, bitch. All right, getting ready for episode 20.
So we have to make a big deal about it being our 6-month thing. We should.
We don't have to.
We should talk about that.
We can. We can open with that. That can be our opening number. Right after the theme song.
When are you going to get together and make like different instead of having a dent as our segment separation? I thought you were going to get something and make like innerbrainments.
Yeah, I haven't had the time to do that or the ability, talent, or the, desire, all the things you need, or the equipment. Pretty much, I'm a standstill deadlock.
I seriously thought we had another week, and I was going to bring a jump drive to put some shows on, and I have an 8 gig jump drive, and then try to put together a mashup of
I wish you
stuff.
would have told me that before I deleted everything.
I really thought we had
No,
another week.
I kept all the MP3s. I just
Yeah, that's
deleted
all I
all
wanted was
the
the
raw
MP3s.
files.
That's the only way to fit them on the jump drive.
Yeah. I guess I could go through our past shows and
No,
pull some
that's
bits out and
it's
do
too
like
late. We'll
a.
just talk about it. We'll
Well, I
save
mean,
the big show
I'm
for
saying
the
like doing like
year.
a just like a bonus episode or something maybe.
That's up to you. That's a lot of work though.
Well, I mean, I have like the next 3 days off, so
Yeah, you bum, fucking do it.
we'll see. I might be busy sleeping and playing Xbox.
I hate you.
Whatever, dude, you did that for 3 years.
Two.
2 years. Oh, all right. I got my DP and amaretto. My donkey punch.
Are you getting double penetrated with
I
amaretto?
am totally getting double penetrated. See, I have one glass and then I have this oh shit. What's that called? Where they squirt shit up your butt. Enema.
I'm lost. I am drunk and
I have an
lost.
amaretto enema and also a glass. It's like the opposite of double spray.
It's the internal devil spray.
Oh, that tastes just delicious.
Okay. Oh wait, there was one more article I was going to look at. A few things I disliked about the 10 things Newsarama dislikes about the new 52.
That's
No,
way
never mind. I'm
confusing.
not
I'd
going
like
to
to
do that
read
one.
that, but I don't know if we want to talk about it.
Yeah, no, that I'm too drunk to read that.
You're too drunk to do the show.
That's not an impossibility. Glowing kryptonite candy, how to?
Don't know if you want to make candy out of kryptonite, because according to Smallville, that would give you crazy mutant evil
But
powers.
it glows in the dark. Eating glow in the dark candy, that's completely safe.
I don't know. Does kryptonite glow in the dark?
It did in the new Superman movie. Remember, Lex Luthor
Yeah.
turned the lights off in the museum and used a black light?
Well, yeah. That's not like glow in the dark.
That's
That's
glow in the
glow in
dark.
the black light.
That's glow in the dark.
Oh, that's something. Well, we'll talk about that on my week. All right.
All right, I'm just on Facebook, so we can start
Oh
anytime.
my gosh. Get off of Facebook. No one cares what you had for lunch.
Dude, I have so not posted on Facebook in so long because my job is cutting into my serious internet time. I'm taking a half a point on Sunday.
Shouldn't do that. It's a slippery slope.
Have to.
It's what they all say.
At least just this week. I have to make teams for the new league, and I have to go and play ball and hand the key over to someone else so they can open the gym, and then I got to find someone to trade schedule so I'm available on Sundays. But until then, I won't take any more, but I have to this week.
You
Plus,
and your
Kendall is going to show up and play, so I need to be there so he doesn't get beat up.
physical fitness.
You know Kendall from work?
Nah.
Oh, flesh-colored beard.
That's gross.
He's over in doc. He got moved over into research this week, I
By this week, you mean yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know any of those people.
All right. So do we need to do a you already did the sound check internally?
Yeah.
How about this?
That is loud.
I did notice on this
Gotta
week's
get your
show.
hands off the table, sir.
I did notice on this week's show that
Last week's show?
last week's show that the talk over the music at the beginning never got quieter. The music never got quieter, so you couldn't hear what we were talking about. And then it was a weird pause and then we started the show. After the music started, you could hear mumbling in the background.
Yeah.
And I was listening on my car, so it may have been the speakers.
I never make the music quieter.
You should, because the shit we say before the show is funny.
But I don't know. Not really.
It is. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but I usually have it where it's where you can kind of hear what it is.
You need to more hear what
but
it
it's
is.
It's usually not an actual full-blown conversation. It's usually just snippets.
Bits and pieces. But it's funny.
Dumb shit that we say, like it's, all this right here.
It's funny. This is funny.
Yeah. Well, if it's really funny, I'll put it on. I'll add it to the end of
the
show.
To the end.
But you don't have to listen. Never. Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
I listen a lot. I get on Stitcher and favorite our show at least once a week so that we have some
That's
favorites.
Why we have the one favorite?
Yeah.
We
probably need to abandon Stitcher. Whoa.
You just short out your computer?
No.
Mr.
It was close.
Avalanche of technical difficulties.
I have too many wires protruding from holes.
Well, it's because you're a baby Borg.
Okay. I have a message. I need to check it before we start. Talk about something funny.
So.
That's why you need me.
That's why it's not the agreeable brain.
Can one brain be agreeable? Can one thing be agreeable? Does agreeable imply multiple?
I don't know. A person could be agreeable, as in that.
But can they really be agreeable if there's nobody around to?
If you use the definition of agreeable, is just kind of generally a nice person.
But, okay, but what if they don't ever go around anybody, but they consider themselves agreeable? Is that a falsehood?
I don't know.
We are some deep talking shit right now.
That's why we're in the philosophy section of iTunes.
Right next to the pot smoker section of iTunes is the philosophy section.
We need to be careful, or we might end up in the drunk section.
Shut up. You need to drink more is what you need to do. So you're caught up with me.
Maybe.
Welcome to the Agreeable Brains Podcast, episode 24. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff you don't care about.